Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they love.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
Good evening, Michael.
Hello.
Hello, Michael.
Hello. I just rang up because
you're lonely.
I was I'm a new listener. Well, not a new. I've been listening to your show for a year now, but I just felt like I should call in this evening.
What spirit entered you and caused you to pick up the telephone and dial our telephone number? What was it? What was it, Michael?
On an honest note, it was really just because I've been quite sad recently.
Oh,
and
mate,
I think that kind of, I don't know, it's maybe just sparked something tonight, you know.
What, is there any reason for your sadness? Or is it just, like a grey blanket has covered you?
There's a few reasons to do with, my family and stuff, but I don't know, I think that just sort of made me want to call in. I don't know,
Would a tickle,
I've thought about it many times.
Would
you know.
A tickle help? If I tickled you, would that help? I don't know if that's appropriate. I'm a good tickler. I'm a very good tickler.
Very good, you know, professional.
I'm a very keen amateur enthusiast at tickling. Here's the thing, Michael. This is my trick, right? I don't go for the underarm. I don't go for the underarms. No. I go for the waist, about 2 inches above your belt, and I go for behind the knees. Go for behind the knees. That gets you every time, doesn't it?
No, it probably does. It does.
So I don't know. Would that help even for a brief second? Or do you think that would be inappropriate? And I'm happy to take your feelings on board here, young man.
I don't know. I really don't know.
We could try it.
Oh, well, okay, we'll try it then.
Should we try it? You ready?
Okay.
Here we go. Ticky, 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 ticky.
Idiot.
Ticky, 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 ticky. Here comes the tickle monster. Ticky, 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 ticky. It's working. Ticky, 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 ticky.
Yeah.
Is that helping, Michael?
Yeah, I've got a smile on my face.
I helped you, you see?
Never fails, the old tickle monster.
Old tickle monster. What are you doing this weekend, Michael? Have you got anything nice lined up over the next 48 hours to look forward to?
I've got a tennis match tomorrow.
You've got a what match? Tennis?
A tennis match, yeah.
Are you any good?
There's plenty of room for improvement.
I'm gutted. Today was my eldest was playing football, and I love going to watch him play football. Is there a pen around here? I love going to watch him play football, and I got very excited because I went to see him, and I've got one here. I went to the school. It wasn't at his school. It was at another school, and I got there, and there's some other parents there, and we're chatting, and then his school rocked up, and I'm looking at the kids, and I'm looking for my boy and the kids, and I'm going, no, it's not. Where's my boy? I went up to the teacher and I said, is my son here? He went, no, he's playing at home today. I was at the wrong school. I went to the wrong school, Michael, and there was not time to get to the proper, to get to the real school. I was absolutely gutted. That's life, huh?
So what can you do?
That's life. What can you do? What can you do? You can go home and you can, he says something very rude then. You can go home I'm going to tell you, does the talk back work now, Sam? I'm just going to go quiet for a second. I was going to say, I wasn't going to do this, but I was going to say, I nearly went home and had...
Flipping it!
You didn't hear that, did you, Michael?
No.
Okay, thank God. Okay. You heard that, Sam, yeah? Okay, good lad. You know what
I'm talking
about.
Did the people at home hear it?
I hope not, otherwise that's the end of my career. It's been great working here. I've enjoyed this, I've enjoyed Good Morning Britain, but I'm going to sink into a perverted retirement. Now, the best kind of retirement.
We know exactly how you'll dampen your sorrows.
Hey, Michael.
Yeah?
What's that behind you? Ticky, 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 ticky. Ticky, 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 ticky. I got you unawares.
You did.
Hey, listen, man, give us a call next week. I'm really glad you called in. I hope my silliness has in somehow taken lifted your spirits for even 30 seconds. And I'd love to chat to you more next week, man.
Okay.
Hang in there, brother. Love you, man. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio. 0344 499 1000. Hey, Alan.
You are we create way to heaven.
So, your answer to the question of what happened on last night's show is?
You're recreating Stairway to Heaven.
Welcome to the show tonight, Alan. It's as simple as that, mate. It's as simple as that. And on Monday, if you... Shut up! Shut your face! If you want to come on Monday, you just got to name something that happened on tonight's show that doesn't involve you. It's as simple as that. So,
I've got the answer for Monday lined up in my mind.
Okay, oh, it's fine. That's fine and that's good. So here's the thing. Can I make one suggestion?
Yeah.
Take your thumb out of your a-hole and stop slagging me and Kath off on your poxy Facebook page, boy. Otherwise, I will bully you with my fists and with some nunchuckers.
Oh, I like nunchuckers.
Me too, man. I've never seen a nunchuck, though, and I don't recommend it. Alan, you've passed the test. The drawbridge is lowered. The portcullis is lifted. The gates are open. Welcome to the Castle of Fun.
Anyway, jungle starts Sunday. Jungle Mate.
We're not talking. I don't want to talk about the jungle.
And then I go and spoil it all.
I don't want to talk about the jungle. I've got very weird feelings about it, Alan. Very mixed feelings. Not mixed. I've got very negative feelings about it being on telly. I don't want to talk about it.
Well, you're not the only one to say that, because I listened today on a national station, and your mate Toff was saying the same thing.
Hang on, we are a national station. You said that as though we weren't a national station. I know it's kind of not proper.
Corporation station.
Okay, and Toff was saying what?
The same thing that you were saying.
Well, yeah, here's the thing I'd never realised before. When you do a show like that, it's very, very intense. And you have a very, particularly if you do well in it. And I did well in it.
You got third.
Thank you. You have a very, it messes with your head. Now, you can't talk about it too much, because people go, oh, grow up, you snowflake. But it does, it messes with your head. And I'm not going to be watching any of this series. And I just don't want to know anything about it. I find it quite upsetting, if I'm completely honest. So we won't be talking about it on this show, Alan. If you want to talk about that, you'll have to find another show to go to and talk about it there.
Well, I won't be talking about it.
Good.
Because I want to talk about something that happened on Monday, but I need to qualify with the answer for tonight.
Yes.
And like I said, I've got the answer. And it was...
Oh,
there we go! Can I have a tickle?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to tickle. I'm not touching you.
No, I like to be tickled.
But I tell you, listen, I'm not going to tickle you because you disgust me. And I'm not going to ask Catherine to tickle you because she will just melt and we wouldn't hear from her again. It would be like she got like that scene in Sleepers where Woody Allen gets locked in the orgasmatron.
I think Sam likes a tickle.
Sam, you're absolutely right. Sam does like a tickle. So, Sam, I would like you to come on the microphone, please. Not like that! I mean, turn it on. Not like that! And could you give Alan Caddick... Little tickle monster, please.
The way you have to.
Yes, you do.
Am I getting paid extra for this?
Hang on a minute. Where do you like it, Alan?
Under the lungs.
Under the lungs?
Under the armpits.
I don't... Jesus. Do it, Sam.
All right. Hands in the air then, Alan. Come on, you know the drill.
You're standing by.
It worked. Do it again, Sam. He's working. Goodbye, Alan. Thank you, Sam. I've got to be honest. I think Sam tickling Alan Caddick is the funniest thing I've ever heard on the radio. I don't know why. That should just be the podcast, that.
Why did Caddick sound like Tickle Me Elmo?
Here's the thing, right? Sam did that, do I have to? You see how quickly he got into it?
With gusto.
At gusto, my friend. Well done, Sam. Thank you for that. Best thing I've ever heard.
Listen, if you're going to do the tickle monster, do the tickle monster.
0344 499 1000 is the phone number. People are saying the Talk Radio app is broken.
Yeah, they're saying it to me a lot.
Well, let's hang on. But it, apparently, it's on a funny loop.
Tickle monster, the first one.
Let's see if we can get this. Let me just get the Talk Radio app open. What a surprise! Here we go. Is this? This is the Talk Radio app. Is that helping, Michael?
Yeah, I think I've brought a smile to my face.
Yeah. How do you see?
Never fail.
Hang on, here we go. Is that on a loop? Imagine you just found that for the first time. You tuned into the show late, right? You get that. I would listen to that for half an hour and think, oh, yeah, it's gone really weird tonight, even by his standards.
Is that helping, Michael?
Yeah,
it's probably fine. Right, see? You're going to be Michael, okay? Mm-hmm. We're going to try and... There's an episode of Doctor Who with Tom Baker where they get stuck in a time loop and they're forced to recreate the same bit in the TARDIS over and over again. And the only way to break the loop, I'll come to you in a second, Susan, is for them to act out the scene and break the loop, okay? So, let's listen to it. There we go, listen to it.
Is that helping, Michael?
Yeah, I think I've brought a smile on my face.
What's he saying? I don't know. Hang on. We'll get this.
Never fails the old tickle monster.
Is that helping, Michael?
Yeah, I think I've brought a smile on my
face. All right.
Is that helping, Michael?
Yeah, I've got a smile on my face.
I've got a smile on my face, yes.
There you go. You see? Go.
Never fails the old tickle monster.
The old tickle monster.
Is that helping, Michael?
Yeah, I've got a smile on my face.
Never fails the old tickle monster.
Tickle monster.
Is that helping, Michael?
Yeah, I've got a smile on my face.
Is that helping, Michael?
Yeah, I got a smile on my face.
I could literally do that all night. All night I could do that.
Do it again. Let's do it freestyle.
Okay.
No, just you and us. You and me.
Tickle, 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 tickle. Is that helping, Michael?
Yeah, I got a smile on my face.
All right, we'll make him do a dark version now.
You see?
Never.
Tickle, 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 tickle. Is that helping, Michael?
Yeah,
I've got a smile on my face.
Never fails the old tickle monster. Is that helping, Michael?
Yeah, I've got a smile on my face.
It's infinite. That is what hell sounds like, guys. This could be like that episode of Sapphire and Steel where we're in the cafe and we look out and we're spinning through space. I don't even want to look out the window. Susan, we'll come to you next, unless you're dead. This is Talk Radio.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Yes, man. Let's go to Susan. Good evening, Susan.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Catherine.
Hello, Susan. What did you make of the super deluxe version of the Beatles' double album, The Beatles?
Oh.
Did you enjoy it?
It was a long time since I've heard it, but I personally feel that they were one of the best. I feel that they were some of the best musicians we've ever had.
Well,
you're wrong. Incredible.
You're wrong. They were lousy musicians.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're lousy musicians.
Well, how come their music sold millions and millions of albums and still does?
I disagree. Well, you're wrong. First of all, it doesn't sell millions of albums now. It was years ago. Get that right.
Used to, yeah.
You said now.
Well, it still does.
No, it doesn't sell millions now. It doesn't sell millions.
It did then.
Yeah, you said now. You said then and now, and it doesn't now. So I proved you to be a liar.
Oh, stop picking, Ian. Shut up. Now, do you want to know what I'm going to talk to you about?
But they were lousy musicians.
No. What do you mean they were lousy? They were fantastic. Have you listened to it? Their music was wonderful.
I've heard their music. Paul McCartney, but they were lousy musicians.
Oh, well, that's your personal opinion.
No, it's a fact. It's not an opinion, it's a fact.
But proven by who?
Proven by anyone who knows about music, who's actually listened to their records, which I have done, and you obviously do not know about music, and you've not listened with a musician's ear.
One person out of the whole planet.
No, not just me.
Don't be stupid.
Not just.
Don't be stupid, Ian.
Not just me.
Who else then? Come on, quote me some people who say they're rubbish.
Loads of people.
Come on. There
we go.
Like who?
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Pete Townsend from The Who talking about the Beatles. Have a listen to this. Shut up Shut up.
The pop music of this country was very watery and weak and not really worth talking about. People like Cliff Richard. People like this. And fashion was the first thing, and just aggression from people.
Hang on,
you know?
Here we go. We're going to go here. Here we go. This is it. This bit here. Listen.
I think your group have got
it. Shut up.
Why don't you try and give it some?
Because we don't particularly want it to give it quality. We've tried and it's failed so miserably. You know, we're not.
But failed in what way? You mean because he doesn't make the chart?
Quality doesn't come in. You know, it doesn't come into what we're doing at all. Our group, as I said, you know, it's not that sort of group. It's got anything to do with quality. We're more interested in production and keeping moving. You know, and I think quality leads to a sort of stasism, you know, really.
But what do you mean by that? I mean,
well, it means that if you don't, if you,
it'll be worth it when I prove you wrong.
No, really, this is the truth.
Here we go.
You know.
Here we go.
How long do you think audiences are going to go on accepting this this music that hasn't got any quality? Don't you think that people are going to accept
what's got quality?
Be quiet, Susan.
What's got quality in anything? You
know? Here we go. Listen. Here we go.
It's just a sort of a matter of standards, you know. And I mean, standards are exploited in thousands of books, you know. You can, if you go after sort of standards, you can find them anywhere, you know. But there's, in the pop business, you know, we're lucky in that there are no standards, you know.
But wouldn't you say the Beatles and things like that had a certain musical quality?
Ooh, you know, that's a tough question. I actually, this afternoon, John and I were listening to a stereo LP of the Beatles in which the voices come out of one side and the backing track comes out of the other. And when you actually hear the backing tracks of the Beatles without their voices, they're flipping loud.
Oh! Pete Townsend of The Who says the Beatles as musicians are flipping lousy. Susan,
I don't care what Pete Townsend says.
You sounded excited when I flagged him up.
No, actually, I'll tell you something else. I love The Who.
Yeah, exactly. And he just said that the Beatles are lousy musicians, and he's right.
I don't care what he thinks.
I know what you care about. I know what you care about and what you want. I know what you want.
Yeah, well, listen.
You listen to me. I'm going to tell you what you want, and you're going to get it.
What?
You ready?
Yeah.
Sam, join in, Sam. Quick, me and Sam.
Listen, let me tell you a story about tickling very quickly. When I was 18 and a half, I had my first boyfriend.
Oh.
And he used to chuck me around and tickle me.
What?
And he did it. I used to scream because he did it so hard under my armpit. And I threw my head back on one occasion and smashed my head over.
You can't blame that on me or Sam. We're doing a nice tickle.
No, but I can blame it on him, and he stopped then because it was so hard under the arms. He did it hard.
Susan, where do you like it gently?
I don't like it, Don. It's put me off after that. It was a bad experience.
Let me and Sam tickle you back to laughter.
What do you mean, Sam?
I mean Sam!
I thought we were talking to Catherine.
No, there's Sam as well.
Catherine is a myth. Catherine doesn't... Catherine died 10 years ago this very day.
I'm actually a mythith.
Oh, sweetheart. Oh, that's lovely to talk to you. I want to talk to Ian about an issue. No, this is serious.
Sam, you get one, then I'll get the other. You ready?
I'm going to test. Oh, goodness sake. I want to test my psychic powers on you, Ian. Oh, for goodness sake.
She's not ticklish, will you? Give it up.
Sorry. All right. Well, I'll pull myself.
Right.
I'll pull myself a cup of coffee from my flask.
We can do the tickling later. Let me talk to you about my psychic powers.
Okay. What number am I thinking of? 69.
No, regarding you. I can tell you what your ideal lady will look like and be like.
Don't look like Sherry Lungi or Kate Bush.
No,
neither do you,
no,
so that's all right.
That's why I'm not your ideal lady, but I'll tell you who is.
When are you going to send us the pictures?
What she looks like. Oh, we'll just do that when I get round to it. Right.
Oh, okay.
Now, the lady you would like... Now, don't interrupt. Let me get to the end of it, and then you can interrupt, okay? Yeah. Right, your ideal lady...
Oh God, here we go.
will be roughly... You said we could talk about anything. I'm not talking about Brexit. Cool. I can't stand it anymore. Right.
Please just get to the point before we all die. Brexit.
Well, just listen to me. Get to it then! Right. In height, she will be roughly 5'8". She'll be tall, slim, good legs.
Well, 5'8 isn't
blonde
tall.
Hang on.
I don't like blondes.
Hang on.
Don't like blondes.
I
haven't been out with a blonde for 28 years.
Oh, come on. Your wife must have been blonde. Your beautiful wife was blonde, wasn't she?
No, she wasn't.
Oh, right. Okay, so
racist.
I've got one thing.
You absolute
wrong.
Racist.
No, I'm not racist at all. And she's got to have... she's got to be blonde with green eyes. Nice eyes.
Right.
And she's got to have an attractive face, nice teeth, nice smile. She's got to be a graduate. She's got to be quirky.
I want a bimbo. I want a redheaded 22-year-old bimbo.
You don't want a redhead at all. You don't want a bimbo because you'll get bored. You want a graduate. She's got to be bright, probably in media studies.
Do you know anybody?
Well, I'll tell you in a minute, because you've got to listen to me.
I don't want to listen to you, because you're insane.
I'm not as insane as you.
Go and have sex with that man. You're driving me nuts.
Stop it.
You're pining for a shining.
Stop it.
She's got to be like you. She's got to be outgoing. She's got to be talkative. Got to be quirky. She's got to be clever.
That are wrong.
Okay? She's got to be probably in media studies or journalism. Okay?
Okay, great. Fine. Do you know
she's
anyone?
Got to have long legs.
I'm not a legs man.
Blonde.
No, I'm not blonde. I'm not blonde. You're wrong on every count.
No.
Where are you getting this informatiano from?
From my psychic powers.
Well, your psychic powers suck. They're psychic powers.
Well, what colour hair's yours? Mousy. You're mousy, aren't you?
What? I'm salt and vinegar. What do they call it?
Salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper. Like the rap stars.
What colour are your eyes? Green?
Well, you'd know if you were psychic.
I'd say
or you googled me.
I can't do Google. I haven't got a computer. I'd say you're very pale.
Yeah.
And I'd say and that's
I'm black.
And we need to get
I'm,
you.
I'm
nice.
Black.
Lovely.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Hello there. We're happy to be here with you this evening. We know that you're talking to Cad about her time here in the UK. She's very happy to be here with you, and she says that this vibration here is shifting and changing in this country in a great way. What's happening here is that people are awakening, but you're not seeing it just here. We saw it at the event that Karen was just attending, but we're seeing it actually internationally. And what's happening here, even in the studio as we speak, is that people are awakening as they hear this, but also awakening to their own inner truths. And so what I want to say about Matt and about the one you call Howard Hughes, who also resided in the country of the USA, is that they have some challenges that have pushed them into their greatness, and especially Howard. But Matt right now, too, is making some major decisions. But we say you can do this as long as you go into the vibration of what you believe to be true. And you know the truth, Matt. I know you do. And so we are here to tell you that you should trust that. Now, we want to tell everybody out there that you, out there listening to this, have the ability to reach inside the expanses of yourself and find the grand universe within you. That grand universe within you is what allows you to find in your life what it is you desire. The year 2019, for everybody, is a time of greater awakening than you had in 2018. You will be shaken up to the core, and this is for everybody in this whole global consciousness. But when you go through this shift and change, you shall find that it will be a quickening and awakening. And this is for everybody that's listening right now.
I can't believe what I'm listening to.
You are sleeping. You do not want to believe.
0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. I love Howard's show. It was a good one last night. A bit of JFK. A little bit of the old JFK going on as well.
That woman there sounded like the kid who's been caught out in class. Yeah. You were not paying attention. Stand up and give us a summary of the book, please.
Did you have a good night last night, Kath?
I told you one more.
What? I'm just asking if you had a good... All I'm asking, mate, is if you had a good night.
I'm not your mate.
Did you have anything to eat?
A dick.
Really? Wow. What did you have for dessert?
A dick.
What? What do you want for Christmas?
A dick.
What? Where's Kath gone? She's gone. She's just walked out. I hadn't noticed. My favourite button is on the rabbit hole page, and it's the letter W. Why is that?
A dick.
There we go. 0344 499 1000 is the phone number for the second time in as many shows. Catherine has walked out of the studio and has behaved, and I can only apologise for her outrageous behaviour. Let's speak to James, though. James is going to make it cool. Good evening, James.
Hi.
I'm
not sure who I'm talking to, though.
Okay, well, that's fine. We'll establish that as we continue.
All right, well, I was going to talk about the rising crime in London.
And where do you live?
Derbyshire.
What's it got to do with you?
Oh, well, Britain is a small country.
No, it's not, it's huge. You tried walking it?
It's smaller than Switzerland.
Okay, it's bigger than... I don't know. It's a big place. Why are you worried about the violence in London?
Clearly. Are you not?
I don't live in London, so no. And no, I'm not. Even when I did live in London, wow. I didn't worry about it.
Wow, really? Wow.
Let's
say I am.
But why are you worried about it, man? If we listen, there's so many things. If we worried about all of them, we wouldn't leave our front doors, would we?
How about I want to know why it's risen from, why it's spiked, why violent crime has spiked since 2016 in London?
Well, you don't really want to know that.
How about I do?
How about you telling me what benefit it would be to you if you knew the answer to that question?
If I knew the answer to that question, it would, you know...
How would it improve your life knowing the answer to that question about why violent crime has spiked? What would you do differently if you had the answer to that?
Well, it may say whether I want to stay in this country or whether I want to move country.
No, it wouldn't. So the answer to the question, why has violent crime spiked in London, a place that... How many hundreds of miles away are you from London?
I don't know. I don't care.
Okay, so you're in Derbyshire.
I started this call by saying that Britain is a tiny country.
No, you didn't.
You didn't. Yes, that's what I said.
That's not how you started this call.
Because the rise in violence in London.
Nope, that's not how you started this call.
Okay, how did I start it?
You started it by saying, I don't know who I'm talking to.
Well, okay. All right, that could help. Who am I talking to?
Well, we might establish that as the conversation continues. That's not important right
now. Let's do that.
What's really worrying you? You're not going to move out of the country because there's a spike in violent crime in London.
Oh, of course I will.
Where are you going to go?
Switzerland. Zurich.
Do you speak the lingo? What do they speak there? German?
I have the money where I don't need to do that.
Ah, so arrogant as well as stupid.
I don't need to be arrogant. I have some money. I've already been in Zurich before. I've had a...
You've never been to Zurich in your life.
Oh, wow, really? I've had surgery in Zurich in 2015. I can show you the papers.
You've never... I'd like to see the papers, yeah.
Yeah, please send me your email address. We can do this.
Ian@ianlee.com.
All right. We can do this, my friend. We can do this.
What did you have surgery on?
Jaw surgery.
Okay, what was wrong with your jaw? Kept moving too much?
Too far
Bullshit was coming out of it?
Wow.
Do you know who you're talking to yet?
No.
Right. Well, you're a double idiot. Shall I tell you why?
Oh, wow.
Shall I tell you why you're a double idiot and why you're the most unobservant person I've ever spoken to? Shall I tell you why?
Oh, my goodness me. Yeah.
Shall I tell you why you're a double idiot and the most unobservant person I've ever spoken to?
Carry on, please. Yes.
Okay. Make sure you're listening this time. I told you my name. I told you my first name twice and I told you my surname once.
Yeah. Is it not... I didn't recognise it, by the way.
I said it. I said my first name twice.
Yeah, but I didn't recognise it.
It doesn't matter. When people tell me their names, if I don't recognise it, I still register it. I don't recognise... I don't know who you are either. So what?
Righty-ho. I don't know. This is a very bizarre situation. I don't know if we should kind of restart.
Okay, let's restart. Let's go to James. James is on the line. Good evening, James.
Hi. So, if we're going to talk about the rising crime in London...
Are we?
I think that Theresa... Well, I am.
Okay, well, I'm going to listen, and if I hear anything of any interest, I'll chip in. But otherwise, I'm going to sit this one out and listen to your monologue.
Righty-ho.
Because I live closer to London than you do, and I'm not afraid by the... I don't worry... about the violence in London.
What part of London do you live in, by the way?
I didn't say I lived in London anymore.
But you live closer to London than me?
Certainly, yes.
But you're not afraid of the rising crime in London?
No, I'm not afraid of the rising crime in London.
So you don't live in London?
Well...
Just to make things clear, you don't actually live in London?
I do not live in London anymore.
So you're not afraid of the rising crime in London?
Well, no. But you don't live in London. You live further away from London, and you're afraid of it.
I make business trips to London.
You make what?
Business trips to London.
I work in London 5 days a week, sometimes 6 days a week. I bring my kids into London.
Yet you aren't afraid of the rising crime in London.
No, I'm not.
So, yeah, I'm sorry. You bring your kids into a situation... where they could be killed.
Hey, listen, my kids wake up in the morning, they're in a situation where they could be killed. Have you seen how dangerous kitchens are these days? Have you seen... Do you know the number of people that die from tripping down the stairs in their slippers? That's not even
I'm
a joke.
I'm recording this, by the way.
I'm broadcasting it, so I got one up on you.
Yes. I'm sorry, you think this is one upon me. You have just admitted to bring your children into a situation where they could be killed. And for what? For PC? For political correctness?
No, not for PC, no. We've got a Mac. No, I do it for theatre, I do it for experiences, I do it for life. But like I say, there's more chance of them tripping down the stairs in their slippers and breaking their necks than there are of them being killed in London. That's a fact.
It could well be.
So what exactly are you scared of? Are you scared of... let's try and narrow this down. Because I've got an idea, but I don't want to do you a disservice. Are you scared Islamic jihadis?
yeah, of course. As a gay male, I am.
Okay. So you're scared of Islamic jihadis, right?
Well, yes, because they actually do say that they want to kill any homosexual.
Well, they also want to kill any infidel, so they would kill me as well. I don't think any of the recent Islamic... I'm speaking about in this country. I know abroad it's slightly different. But I don't think any of the recent Islamic... terrorist atrocities in this country have been targeted at the gay community. I think the last...
That's true.
...kind
That's
of targeted
true.
Bomb
no,
towards
true,
the gays was the one in Soho, like in the 80s or the 90s, the Duncan pub or something it was called. That was the last one.
What you said is true,
I understand your fear. Of course I understand your fear. Let me correct that. I don't understand your fear... No, I'll leave it there. I don't understand your fear, but I'm aware it's slightly different for you as a gay man versus me as a heterosexual man.
Well, my fear comes from the poll from Channel 4 that said that that came from the British Muslim community that said that 52%. Well, you already know this poll, surely.
No, I don't. 52%. I don't watch TV news. Because it's made to scare people. It's made to scare.
Well, it was from The Guardian.
Okay, well, it was all made to scare people.
All right. Well, 52% of the British Muslim community said that homosexuals not only should be... they weren't only on board with gay marriage, right. That homosexuals...
But loads of people who aren't Muslim... Loads of people who aren't Muslims aren't on board with gay marriage.
I'm wondering why you are supporting bigotry towards my sexuality.
Well, you carry on wondering that, and then when you wonder something that actually makes sense, I'll answer it. There are loads of people who aren't Muslims who are...
Oh, really?
There are loads of people who aren't Muslims who are anti-gay.
Of course there are.
And anti-gay marriage.
And I experienced that, of course.
Of course you have, and I'm sorry you have. No one should experience that.
But I've nowhere near 52% of the population, and I'm wondering why you are supporting this. Bigoted view against the way I was born, the intrinsic way I was born.
What's really going on? What's happened to you today? Something's happened to you today, hasn't it, James?
Excuse me? I'm wondering, really, this is extraordinary, that I have to actually fight for my right to exist on a radio station in Britain in 2018.
No one has a right to be. Okay.
Don't you worry.
I'm not worried about you. You're drunk and you'll forget this in the morning. But no one has a right to be on a radio station.
Excuse me. I'm drunk because I want to fight for my right to exist.
Okay, now you're just rambling. No one has the right to be on a radio station. Yes, you are. You're rambling. No one has the right to be on a radio station. It's a privilege. Wow. You are privileged.
It's not a privilege, of course. It's not. No, I completely agree with that.
Yes, it's, you just contradicted what I said and said you completely agree with me. It's a privilege for you to be on this radio station.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a right.
No, of course not. Okay. You don't think that I have a right to exist, clearly.
Okay. Well, again, when you say something, I tell you what, I'll only respond to the sensible things that you say, okay? I've got a question for you, and you're going to hate me for it, but it's a really important question you may not answer tonight. You may not answer to me ever, but I think it's going to plant a seed in your head, and it's going to bring something up for you either tonight or tomorrow or maybe next month or next year. Okay, may I ask you this question that might sound impertinent, but it's said with love. Okay.
Okay.
Why do you hate yourself so much?
Wow. I don't.
Okay, the seed is planted. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't hate myself at all. I'm completely proud of the way I am.
I don't feel that. I don't feel like I'm talking to someone who's proud. Someone who's cowering in fear is talking of moving to another country. Someone who had to get, unless it's a medical condition, which I apologise, someone who had to get drunk to come on the air and say these things. I'm hearing, not a proud person, but very, let me finish and then you can come back as strong as you want. I'm hearing not a proud person, but I'm hearing a very lonely, a very scared young boy that's desperate to be loved. That's what I'm hearing.
So is that your defence of blasphemy laws?
Blasphemy laws?
Yes.
Literally.
We've just been talking about Islamic laws that would have me killed.
Right.
And your defence is that I'm apparently a scared, lonely boy.
Yeah. Nothing to do with blasphemy. I'm quite sure where you're going with that.
Well, I've recorded the whole conversation.
I'm broadcasting.
People can make their own minds up.
I'm broadcasting it. It's going out on the radio now.
It is, absolutely. It is.
So I win. We're recording it as well.
Oh dear.
We've got a bigger tape player than you.
Oh, dear.
All right, James. Listen, it's been fun talking to you, man.
It's not been... Oh, yes, okay. It has been fun, yes. Okay, bye-bye.
Take care, man. Bye-bye. I feel sorry for that guy. There's something going on there, and I couldn't get to it. There's something going on there.
It had nothing to do with knife crime.
No, I feel sorry for that guy.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
0344 499 1000. Ian Lee, Catherine Boyle, The Late Night Alternative. Don't forget this Sunday, we're screening American Movie. Fingers crossed we're going to have the director. He's also the director that made the Jim Carrey, Andy Kaufman documentary. Hopefully he's going to join us on Skype, but I've got to check with him on Wednesday whether he's free, because he's filming. And he's in New York City. So we'll see. If you want tickets, ianlee.com/event. ianlee.com/event. And don't forget, join me on Twitch. Twitch is where it's happening. It's where he streamed The Rabbit Hole on Saturday. Twitch.tv/ianlee. You can subscribe. If you've got Amazon Prime, you can subscribe to me for free. And there's links there to buy T-shirts, the Imani Coppola CD, all that kind of stuff. 0344. We think we... 1036, people are saying, is the answer to this.
I'll accept that.
Why not? Why not? 0834 499... Did I say it right? Yeah. Oh, no, 0344. Put an 8 in there, didn't I? Oh, I'm an idiot. 0344... 499-1000 is the telephone number. I don't even know if we've talked about anything yet. We'll start the show in a minute. Let's talk to Louise first. Good evening, Louise.
Good evening. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you, Louise. What have you got for us?
Well, I'm just a little concerned, Ian. You know, I seen you on Saturday at the rabbit hole.
Yes.
And, you know, your legs. I'm just wondering when you're going to be able
you
to...
You are a filthy liar. You are a troll and you are a liar. She took a picture of me with my flask and she tweeted that there were beans in there, like I was some sort of sick child molester. I did not have beans in there. I would not do such a thing. Food does not belong in a flask. Catherine will tell you, because we were drinking it as we were driving down. It was cough. Pure and simple, it was coffee. That was it. They were not beans.
You told me it was sip.
No, I did not. I didn't even know what sup is. What's sup? What's up?
What's up? No, when do you come off your crutches?
None of your beeswax.
Oh no, that's just rude, Ian.
Yeah, well, that's just the way it goes, Louise. Thank you very much for your call, you troll, online troll.
Reported.
Reported. But then they went. Her and Noah, who came, very kindly came to see the show in Bath, and thank you to everyone who came. Really lovely, lovely audience. Really nice, respectful audience.
Tolerant.
Very tolerant audience. But her and Noah then went and stayed, I think, on like a houseboat. They'd rented a houseboat to stay on, right? First of all, that sounds brilliant. I've always wanted to sleep on a boat, but a boat on the sea.
Houseboat.
But secondly, I bet I was flipping cold, man. A houseboat in November, because it was cold that night. That was a cold old night.
But I bet it was bobbing them to sleep. Why does that sound filthy?
Because you're a naughty lady. You're a naughty lady. What you got for us, Boyley?
Loads of stuff.
0344 499 1000. For the first time tonight, halfway through the show, the switchboard is empty. So now is an excellent time to give us a call. I haven't got anything now.
Right. Here we go. Well, here's
all the run up to the show trying to work out that maths problem. So I've not done any actual work.
All right. Well, here's real love. This is a story of real love.
Yeah.
A widow will have her dead husband skinned.
A weirdo?
Yes, actually.
Okay.
And a widow. Yeah. A weirdo.
Yeah.
Will have her dead husband skinned so she can hang his tattoos on the wall. When tattoo artist...
Hang on, whoa.
Yeah.
What did you just say?
Yeah, I did.
She's going to have him skinned.
So she can keep his tattoos on the wall as works of art. Tattoo artist Chris Wenzel, 41, knew he was going to die, so he asked his wife Cheryl if his ink-adorned skin could be removed and preserved.
What? Incador.
Ink adorned.
Oh, I think it's Incador.
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 Could be removed and preserved before he was buried. He wanted his children and grandchildren to be able to admire the artwork for years after he'd gone. Why not take a photo?
They've got cameras, haven't they, these guys?
You can hang a picture on the wall. A tattoo is something that has been done for hundreds of years. It's just preserving it.
Yeah, I suppose so. They used to do that in, I'm going to say Aztec times. I bet they did that in Aztec times.
I did all kinds of things in Aztec times I wouldn't do now.
Yeah, well, Quetzalcoatl.
Yes, like eating beans, rice and beans for a whole season.
I do that now.
You've been doing it tonight.
I do that now. What other Aztec gods can we think of? Quetzalcoatl.
Well,
Ramesses was Egyptian.
Well, Montezuma was the emperor, but was he? He's also a living god, wasn't he?
I used to know loads of the Amazon, the Aztec gods. I thought they were fascinating. Quetzalcoatl is the only one we got, guys. Okay, carry on. As you were. As you were.
According to CTV Saskatoon, yep, he'd been diagnosed with ulcerative colitis, a disease that causes a faster, irregular heartbeat, and died in his sleep in October after complaining of chest pains. His devoted wife discovered a family business in the US that specialises in preserving tattoos of the dead. Specialises? Like, that's all its business. Kyle Sherwood, who runs the company with his dad, told CTV Saskatoon, "Tattoos, you know, tell a story about a person."
By the way, as soon as you finish reading this story, try and get Kyle on the show. I want to speak to
Kyle Sherwood.
Yeah, I want to speak to this guy. This
hasn't mentioned the name of the company. That's the problem.
Well, I don't know. There's a thing called what's the app I've got on my phone now? Where you type something in, and
there's quite a lot of Kyle Sherwoods before you start being sarcastic.
No, there's a thing. There's an app, and you type in what's it called?
A dick.
No, it's not. Google. That's it. That's it. Google. And if you type in
a dick,
no, Kyle Sherwood into Google. Don't type in that, for goodness sake. Type in Kyle Sherwood into Google and tattoo. That will narrow it. Yes, man. Oh, I can't even look at her now. Oh, she's got...
Keep talking, I dare you.
I can't look at her. She's really... Oh!
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evening, Paul.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Kat.
Bit tense here, Paul, if I'm honest.
Ian, before I ask my go at the quiz, do you mind if I ask Kat a question?
I don't mind at all.
He's not my keeper.
I don't mind. Ignore her manners.
I might mind if you ask me a question. Try, though.
Kath, what did you have in your flask at the live show at the weekend?
I didn't have a flask. Ian had one and he's very selfish and wouldn't share.
I did share. That's just a lie. I did. It was coffee.
Ian?
It was half deep.
What did Kath have in her flask at the weekend?
It's funny you should ask.
You dare. You dare.
What?
What did she have, Ian?
You're going to gang up on me with this stranger.
I'm not a stranger.
Yeah, you are. Don't know you from Adam.
I did that. I did callers guess who once.
I still don't guess you.
You didn't guess me.
No.
Ian, anyway, can I have a guess at the quiz answer?
I've got a mouthful of sausage.
Huh? Of course that's you can. What's the quiz? What quiz? What's he talking about, quiz?
It's the question that you're asking.
Oh, what? What are we at? What, the oh, the number wang?
That, yes.
Yeah.
Right. Huh? Is the answer India?
Okay, great. You're a troll. You're a horrible, vile troll, for goodness sakes. Outrageous. Disgusting. Disgusting, man. Sorry, Catherine, what were you saying?
Nothing, I finished.
Okay. Did you get the guy's phone number?
No. I'm not joining in. I'm not helping you, because you're more than capable. Are you ringing him now?
Yeah, I am, actually, yeah. Cool, you've got to do the story of now.
No.
Come on, don't be a bell cheese. I won't hit the dick button anymore. Come on. You've got to do the story, because I don't know what the story was. I wasn't listening.
Yeah.
Jeez, come on, man. Answer the freaking phone.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 3-3-0-8.
We'll try again in a bit.
When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hello, save my ink forever. This is Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle calling from the UK. We're on Talk Radio right now. If you want to listen to prove that we're legit and not just freaks... Well, it doesn't actually narrow it down that much. You can go to talkradio.co.uk, talkradio.co.uk. We're on the air now, and we're reading the story. Well, we're reading a story about what you guys do, and I'm kind of sat here scratching my head. It sounds weird, it sounds bizarre, it sounds fascinating, and we'd love to have a chat. I will give you a call in about 5 minutes or so. All right, thanks a lot, man. Cheers, bye. So I think this is what they do. This is what they do the whole time, is they remove tattoos. So it's the... They must... It's the
flesh. They've got to flay someone.
Flay. That's it, yeah. Isn't it? That is it. That's what they do. He's just read that. I've just typed him a message on Facebook and he's just seen it. So maybe our number probably came through as withheld, and he says he hasn't got very good reception in the store. But we'll we will try and get them on. As I get older, I soften to tattoos. I used to be very anti-body art. But as I get older, I think, I think I could carry off a tat. I think I could do a tat. A little thing there on my wrist.
Oh, God, why bother?
Sorry?
Why bother?
What do you mean?
Well, why bother? I'll draw one on for you if you want.
He gave me the wrong number.
Oh.
I don't want to draw. Okay, well, let's draw something on as let's draw something on as
give
a practice.
A pen.
There's one there.
I know exactly what I'm going to draw.
Oh, no. I know exactly what you're going to draw.
A dick.
No. Not letting you anywhere near me. All right, let's try this guy's number. Now he's, what is it, 001?
Yep.
Now he's given me the right number. Give me the right hump as well. This poor person is going to wonder, why did I get left a message about a radio show with some assholes? Imagine if this was the wrong number as well. He just kept giving me the wrong number.
Hello?
Hey, is that Kyle?
It is.
Hey, man, this is Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. I've just been chatting on Facebook. You're live on Talk Radio in the UK. how are you doing, man? You all right?
Oh, yeah, I can't complain. Another day above the green, man.
There you go. I love it. And what we're about 25 minutes to midnight here. What time have you got over there?
It is about 6:40.
Okay. Well, listen, we're talking to Carl from Save My Ink. We've been reading a story that to us seems very, very bizarre. Catherine, do you just want to give us a little bit of the background?
Yeah, it's in the Daily Mirror, one of our online newspapers over here, and it's talking about a widow who's getting you to preserve her husband's tattoos. And apparently it's something you specialise in. We're talking specifically about the Wenzels. Cheryl's been talking to the press about it. Because this guy had a lot of really kind of intricate bodywork and he didn't want it to be lost forever.
Is that story right, Kyle?
That is correct, yeah. He was a tattoo artist,
yeah.
As a matter of fact. So because of the size and the amount of tattoos he's going to have preserved. I actually flew there myself.
Wow.
To oversee the operation, and then hopped back on a plane. And we're in the process of preserving them as we speak.
Man, this is incredible. How do you do it? I cannot even begin to imagine what you do. I can. This might sound gross, and I don't mean it to. Do you take the skin off of the person?
Yeah, it's surgically excised.
Wow! And do you do that, or do you get a surgeon in to do it?
No, I do it. I'm a mortician myself, so
wow.
I have some experience with a scalpel.
Wow! I love the matter of fact way you say it. So, let's talk about this gentleman. What's his name, Catherine?
His name is Chris Wenzel.
So Chris. I mean, how much of him is tattooed, and I don't want to sound insensitive, so if I say something that's insensitive, just tell me, and I don't really know how to phrase this. Are you taking? Oh my God, I can see his body. That's amazing. Are you taking all of his skin off?
Yeah.
And then what do you?
It was done in sections.
Okay. Right. Okay. Well. Okay. You don't. Kind of
so I didn't walk out of there with like a jumpsuit of skin. No, it was.
It won't be Chris shaped.
It was in sections.
Okay, and then what do you do with it? I'm assuming you have to preserve it in some way. What's the process after you've taken the skin off?
Well, so basically, what happens is it's shipped back to us, and then our preservation process takes place. It takes us roughly 3 months or so, and then we frame it. And all of our framing is up to archival standards, so UV protective glass, all of that. But yeah, I mean, if you check out our website, savemyink.tattoo,
yeah.
I mean, you can see some of the work that we've done. You know, a lot of these you wouldn't know that it is what it is if you walked by it and saw it in someone's house. You know, it looks like a piece of art, and that's kind of what we're going through for, which is why we won't do any face tattoos, any right. genital tattoos, anything like that, because we try to keep it, you know, as dignified as possible. The way that a lot of people look at it is, you know, some of these tattoo artists are, you know, of course it's a different medium, but they're considered, you know, Picassos or Rembrandts.
Oh, some of it is, some of it is art. Yeah, a lot of it is actual stunning art. And to lose that to a cremation or a burial seems criminal.
Right. So, yeah, you wouldn't burn a Picasso, you know, so... that's kind of what we're trying to do here. So this was honestly probably the largest tattoo preservation really since like the Yakuza suits that you see in the museum.
Wow. And when did you get into it, Carl? You say you're a mortician. When did you think, do you know what, this I want to do a bit more. What was the decision?
Be quite honest with you, it's probably a night out with a couple of buddies, you know, having a few drinks, because no good story starts off with, so I had a salad. But no, so one of our buddies kind of mentioned, he's like, hey, you know, it would be kind of cool, like, if I could save this, you know, tattoo. And, you know, initially we kind of laughed it off a little bit, but being in the funeral industry and having that funeral background, we kind of thought about it and we said, you know what? We could have something here. You know, tattoos, more and more people are getting tattoos. The social taboos regarding, you know, tattoos, those walls are starting to be broken down.
Yeah.
You know, all walks of life now have tattoos, whether, you know, lawyers, doctors. It's not just for, you know, inmates and military.
Yeah.
It's anybody. And we said, you know what, I've got, you know, some tattoos myself, and it's like, I know how much they mean to me. You know, tattoos tell a story about you. That you're having it on you for life. So, and it's not just the tattoos for yourself. I mean, generally, tattoos can be dedicated to family members. And, you know, so we kind of tapped into that where we said, you know, versus having, you know, an urn or a tombstone, you could literally have a piece of your loved one
yeah.
with, you know, an imagery that they carried on you that, you know, could represent something dear to you.
Well, obviously it's legal. I would have thought there would have been some kind of legal issue about removing bits of a body and keeping it after they died.
No, because think about it. What are ashes? I mean, ashes are someone in a jar.
Yeah, yeah. It's right. Yeah, you know, it's a great way to describe it.
You got to break it down to, you know, the fundamentals of what it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's no different. But that's where our legal team came in, and you know, we have paperwork that the family fills out and so forth that obviously keeps things legal.
And how's business going, Carl? You busy?
Oh yeah. Yeah, we are very busy. You know, more and more is taking off. Well, just like this, you know, people are now actively seeking us out because it is so unique. You know, I mean, you either love it or you hate it. If you hate it, honestly, I don't care.
Now, your website says as well that it's available in the UK. Do you do the UK?
Anybody listening in the UK, you want it done, yeah, we can do it.
All right. Hey, listen, man, well, I've just tweeted your website and your Facebook page. And you know what? We put this out as a podcast as well. So we'll put this in the podcast tomorrow. And I'll send you the link tomorrow, man, so you can put it on your Facebook page if you want. Hey, Carl, thank you so much for responding. What were you doing responding so quickly on Facebook? That was instant. You should be busy.
Because technology is awesome. It goes right to my phone.
There you go.
I'm actually getting the flinger face for my wife right now. We're supposed to go to our wedding photo reveal.
Oh.
So.
Oh. When did you get married?
October 13th.
Oh, man. Congratulations. Oh. And what? So yeah. You're off now to go and look at the photos?
Yes.
Oh, man. Well,
let this man go, otherwise.
Yeah, well, otherwise the marriage will be over. bless you for stopping
right,
and talking.
Before it even starts, right?
Listen, I hope you enjoy the photos. Congratulations on the wedding, Kyle, and bless you for coming on so quickly. We'll send you a link to the podcast tomorrow. Thanks so much, man. Keep up the good work.
Absolutely. If there's anything else you guys need, you know how to get a hold of me.
Dude, definitely. Thank you. It's Kyle there. What a nice guy. The website, I've got all the website and everything here. It's savemyink.tattoo. It does it in the UK as well. You know what? After talking to him, I mean, I still think it's a bit weird. But if your loved one dies, it'd be nice to have a bit of them on the wall, wouldn't it?
In
your wallet? Well, you know I want to get my cat stuffed. That's happening. Velvet's getting stuffed every night. No.
Oh, God, really?
Velvet's getting stuffed. I'd have a...
Like a little trophy, a little head.
Sticking out on a wooden thing, Could do that, couldn't I?
Instead of a moose, you could hang your hat on her.
Oh, I could do that. That's not a bad idea. Thank you for that.
It's a horrific idea.
That's a good idea. Thank you. I was going to have a little curled up on the sofa and people would come and stroke her and then, yeah...
That's horrible.
Don't do that. Don't pull that face about my little girl. You've met her.
I'm not. She's adorable, but, you know, dead cat on the sofa. Flipping it, really.
I like that. I enjoyed that a lot. What a nice guy. That's what made it sound... That's what's adjusted my thoughts on it. He sounded like a really nice guy. He didn't sound like a weirdo. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He sounded like he knows what he's doing.
And
he's a mortician. And
it all goes to waste.
Yeah.
It does, though, doesn't it?
But he's right as well. I love that description of ashes. It's just a dead person in a jar.
Poor grandma's in a wardrobe at the moment.
James is... You can let her out?
She is. We can't until the probate's done.
James has just tweeted, I don't know who I was talking to at Talk Radio, but they didn't believe I lived in Zurich. Pretty bizarre. Okay, mate. 0344. Thank you, Kyle.
Lived? I thought you went for an operation.
Save... Thank you, Catherine. Savemyink.tattoo. I've just tweeted the link, so go and send them those guys some love. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already. Excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Oh, 0344 499 1000. Good evening, Nick. Hello, Nick.
Oh, hey, you all right?
I'm all right. You sound surprised to speak to me, Nick. Almost as if you didn't know that you've just phoned our show.
I'll just do the last bit of minder.
Oh, we go. I apologise for that. What you got for us, Nick?
Good. Just a quick update with Laura and Hardy. I mentioned them last time. It was in October, but that was a British film festival.
Oh, the movie. Yes, it's coming out in January.
It's general release January, because people... So that's getting that in.
I've got a friend who's seen it, and I'm hoping that me and Kath, we're on the list. If there are any more screenings before Christmas, me and Kath are going.
We're looking forward to it. A few of us going to go,
It'll be a good old laugh. That's what we need.
What was you saying? You was trying to find a chip machine earlier.
Sorry?
Was it a chip machine?
I beg your pardon?
You was bowling around London in the park or something.
We were geocaching.
What's that?
Mate, it's brilliant, right? You download an app on your phone for free, and then you turn it on, and it finds all these people hide these little... tubs and tins and pots all around the country, thousands of them, right? And the map on your app tells you where to go, and you go, and they're sort of hidden, and there are a few clues, and then you find it, and you open it up, and there's a bit of paper in there, and you write your name on it to prove that you've been there, and then you go and find another one, and that's it. It's great fun.
Oh, it's like that other one they had, like that, the make-believe ones, is it? An advanced one of that.
The make-believe ones?
Yeah, you know, what was it called? I don't know. I don't do that. They find all the little monsters or something.
Monsters in my pocket?
Yeah, on your phone, yeah.
Monsters in my pocket on my phone. Okay, I don't know that one.
Yeah, no, you see them all walking around, like, cemeteries and different places trying to find these things.
Zombies?
What are they called?
Zombies?
Yeah, no, no, yeah, like all different characters or something, you know, cartoony things or something.
Oh, like cosplay.
I don't know. It's called kids do it, or all sorts of people do it. They
drugs.
Go around in groups doing it, looking for these
drugs.
Things. Drugs. No, no. Talking about drugs.
Yeah. You got any? Huh?
No.
Good lad.
I have been through that, and the advice that you give these people is pretty good, really. Because once you start on something, you know, it can lead to something else. I mean, I don't even take I just use my aspirin inhaler now. I don't take any antidepressants, but yeah, I've been through that. I think it takes a long time, but yeah, good.
Well, but here's the thing: some people can, a lot of people can take drugs, recreational drugs, successfully.
Mm.
I know most of my friends could, you know, smoke half a joint, then put the rest of their teeth back in a little baggie and put it in the back of the cupboard and forget it for a month. I had friends that could do a couple of lines of cocaine and go, well, that's enough for this weekend. We'll put that and we'll use that on your birthday in 6 weeks' time. I got loads of friends that could do that. Again, I'm not condoning it. I'm not saying that's what, you know, people should go and do. I'm just being realistic. That is how a lot of people use drugs. Then there are a percentage of people like me who, if I put a drug in my body, I have an allergic reaction to it, which means I can't stop putting drugs in my body. One is too many and 1,000 is never enough. Get this.
Yeah,
imagine someone having a glass of wine. Why would you have a glass of wine? Well, there's a bottle. You have a bottle of wine and then you'll go to the offie and you'll buy five more.
It's because you're an addict, mate.
Exactly.
Mm. I had a twist when I went through that system once, rehab, only once.
Yeah.
And my sort of diagnosis, if you like, when I come out, I was like towards the end, they said that I've got what you call cross addiction. Have you heard of that?
Cross addiction, yeah, go on. What does it mean to you?
Well, it's mine was sort of four things. It was drink, drugs, women, and gambling.
Yeah. They're powerful stuff,
if
man.
If one didn't get me,
yeah,
like another one would. So I'm not saying, you know, you only live your own life, but yeah, it takes forever, man, to get yourself.
It does.
Straight.
Well, how did you? Because those are powerful things. How did you get yourself proper straight then? Or have you?
I stopped for a few years, and I've sort of slowed down.
Yeah.
But I'd probably gambling trouble with out of them all still. I used to work in a bookies, which didn't help.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Mate, were you spending all your wages in there? Yeah, it's a tough one, mate.
So no more violin. But, yeah, it's a good show.
Have more violin, Nick. You deserve the violin. You've worked hard for that violin, brother. You've been through the wars.
I do some art, don't I? And I knocked up two pictures today.
Oh, yeah.
And one of them is like...
Did you draw a picture of me and Kath once?
No.
I don't
do real things. It's all abstract.
That was the guy that saw the puma.
Oh, right. Yeah, he saw the puma. Okay. Oh, so what did you draw today then, Nick?
I do abstract. I did like a stairs, sort of like a symmetrical one.
Yeah.
And I did this white whale.
Oh.
Anything goes, isn't it, Ian, as you know.
Anything goes, brother. Whatever you get art. Yeah. Turn your pain into art.
Yeah, it's good fun. It's good fun.
Nice one.
It's quite cheap. Yeah,
all right. All right, brother. Nice talk to you, man. No, always anytime, fella. Nice talk to you. Thank you very much indeed. Nice guy. 03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Be very, very welcome. I should have asked him. He's an artist. We're looking for four pictures that sum up this show that we can send to the advertising powers that be and get an advert in the newspapers. Really, really take this show to the next level. I reckon we can take this up to 25, 30 listeners. 03, Nick goes, the switchboard is empty. 03444991000 is the telephone number. I should say, loads of you listening on the app and online, don't forget we're on DAB as well, and they have recently turned on some brand new DAB transmitters. And what that means is, if you couldn't get us on DAB before, there's a really strong chance that you might get us this time. So turn on your DAB radios, go into a deep tune, like a really deep tune. Don't, because you can do like a casual tune, and then I don't even know. I keep saying a deep tune. I don't even know if that's what it's called.
I think it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've been getting it right.
So sometimes, right, you can just hit your button. Yeah. Just casually.
Casual
like,
tune.
Like just casually.
That is definitely not called a casual tune.
You need to press and hold, is what we're talking about.
Is that how you do it?
Yeah.
Well, these weeks I've been struggling to say it, and you knew it.
I mean, some will operate in a different fashion.
Trying to get me to look dumb. You sucker.
Talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Can I play you a really funny song that I heard today? There is not... I found the perfect comedy series. Tim and Eric's Awesome Show, Season 4. Season 4 is the one where it really comes to shape. And it's the one where I think I can show the boys. The boys have seen bits of their stuff, but then some of it is filthy. So far in Season 4, the filth is not so much, and also it's very, very high-frequency filth, so kids won't get it. But there's a brilliant song where it's Sylvester Stallone's brother singing to his daughter. And it's called Daddy Daughter Sing Off 98, Molly and Frank Stallone. Listen to this song. This is a great song. It's called A Father's Gift. Now, hush, my daughter, I've got something to say to you. Doesn't he look like his brother? And it might not be the words you want to hear. Your mother and I are running out of space for all our stuff. And there's only one place to put the things that we both hold so dear. We're turning your bedroom back into the computer room.
The computer room.
Kid who's about 7.
He looks gutted.
Whatever you think you need to do, pack your bags and a travel shampoo. Honestly, Tim and Eric Season 4, it is delicious. It is delicious. There's an advert in it for... for businessmen who don't get time to travel, don't get time to shower because they're travelling. It's an attachment that you put on, you attach to a urinal in a public toilet, and you strip off and then you press the flush and the water that comes out, you have a quick shower in that. It's so funny, man. Watching that, that's why I was late coming in tonight, because I was watching that, and they're only 13 minutes long. And I kept going, oh, I'll do another one. Oh, I'll do it. Tim and Eric Season 4, excellent stuff. 03-444-991000. Empty switchboard, dear listener. Don't worry, we've got plenty of stuff for you. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio. Guess the mystery noise. 03-444-499-1000. You're listening to BBC Kent. Once again, here is the mystery noise. If you can guess what it is, give us a call and go through to our Hall of Fame.
What do you think you're going to do?
Here we go. Guess what we've had so far are a cat masturbating, a dog being strangled, and someone playing with their balls. Some of those are closer than you think. 03-444-499-1000. But first, here's Candy by Robbie Williams. I can do it.
Do you remember when we used to have to play that?
Candy, jeez. Oh, a terrible. One of the worst songs.
Next time Ian introduces a song, could you get him to, like, make out he enjoys it?
Do Hang on, what?
Didn't you get told off for doing that WM saying something was poo? Yeah, you didn't like the Taylor Swift one, but you grew to love it.
Yeah, WM. Yeah. Both my bosses at WM were great people. I really look forward to working for them. Again. Good evening, Star.
Hello.
Hello, Star.
I'm just ringing up for a update of Velvet.
Oh, yeah, Velvet, my cat. I got home last night. There was blood everywhere. It was a bloodbath. It wasn't a bloodbath. There were two pools of blood, one the size of a 20-pence piece and one the size of a 50-pence piece at the foot of the stairs. Fresh, wet blood. It wasn't just like a little spot. It was bloody. Yeah. And then I had a little look upstairs and there was little specks of blood, circles of blood in every single room. I could see where she'd been. She'd been sat by the sink in the bathroom. She'd been in my boys' room. She hadn't been upstairs into the loft room, but she, anyway, so there was blood. So I'm thinking she's very old. She's nearly 20. And I was thinking she's got cancer. She's got a tumour. They're going to, oh, yeah, God, and all of this. And I took her to the vets today. I phoned up the vets, right, because she's not registered at this vet. And I said, I'd like to register my cat and bring her in, please, right? And so the woman said, okay, a few questions. What's your cat's name? I said, Velvet Lee. I like putting the surname. And she said, right, do you know roughly when your cat was born? I said, yeah, March 1999. And she went, Jesus, she's old. she said, she's nearly 20. I went, yeah, but it was, Jesus, she's old. So I took her into the vets tonight. He touched her up. My cat was not in a good mood with me, but he had a little look and he said, look, she's old. She's fine. She's got stiff legs. I can't feel anything.
We knew about the stiff legs because she walks like Tina Turner.
Yeah. And he said, what it is probably is the stiff legs means that when she goes to the toilet, she can't really crouch properly. So she might not be emptying her bladder enough. So she might then every now and then kind of crouch a bit and try and push a bit harder. And she might be squeezing out a little bit of blood. And he said, it's more than likely fine. Keep an eye on it. Because it happened about a month ago, but there was a tiny bit. He said, keep an eye on it. If it suddenly gets worse, bring her back in. But I don't think it will do. Here's some medicine in case you see her do it. And this will just help. He said she's an old lady. And, you know, if this is all she's got going wrong with her, then she's doing really, really well.
Yeah,
and he said, does she still go out? I said, oh, she loves going out. He said, oh, because older cats tend not to go out.
She loves it.
I said, she's out all the flipping time, apart from when she's asleep. We said, well, just be prepared that there might come a time when she doesn't want to go out, particularly if the weather changes and da-da-da. But she is fine, Star, and I had to tell my youngest son. My youngest son wants her to die so I can buy a kitten. And I told my youngest today, and he was laughing because he gets the joke. But, yeah, it's the best news. I was really, really worried. So thank you for asking.
Smashing. You're welcome. I'm absolutely pleased that she's fine and there's nothing to wrong.
Thank you, mate. That's very
amazing
kind
news.
Thank you, Star. Thank you. No, I was very worried last night. Very worried. Thank you for that. 03-44-499-1000 is the telephone number, the late night alternative. If you want to give us a call, you can give us a call about anything you want. If you're waiting for the question for the pet, well, we have asked a question tonight and no one's given us an answer to the question. The question is, can you help us do our job, which is actually helping someone else do their job? We need to come up with four images that best describe this show. Oh, it's my phone. Oh, it's my phone alarm. Oh, phone alarm. Do you know what this phone alarm means? Set that alarm to remind me of something.
Go on.
It's time, dear listener, for Kath's Christmas present. Yay!
Now what?
I got you a Christmas present.
What for? It's not Christmas.
Well, I'm a good guy. So this is your Christmas present. There it is.
Oh.
There you go. That is your Christmas present. Enjoy. This is great.
I've bought you a gift subscription from magazinesdirect.com. Your subscription to this magazine will be delivered direct to your door so you never miss an issue.
Magazine subscription, the gift that keeps on giving for 6 months.
Do I read the rest?
Read it all.
This looks like the biggest load of bollocks I've ever seen in my life, and I can't wait for you to bring it into work for us to read. Yours sincerely, Ian.
Can you see what the magazine is?
Chat, it's fate.
Now, someone tweeted this magazine. I think maybe Maz tweeted this magazine earlier on, and I've been fascinated by it all day. It's the website describes it as like a psychic magazine for busy women. Something like that.
Not busy enough.
Go to their website and look at it. It looks amazing. It's a magazine. You know the bullshine stories that we find in the newspaper?
Yeah.
They're all in one place. They're all in Chat It's Fate.
Chat It's Fate magazine. Chat It's Fate is the leading psychic magazine everyone trusts. That's a sweeping generalisation. No other publication has the content and variety of our paranormal true life stories, which make our readers gasp in awe. But believe us, every word is true. This isn't a Christmas present for us, for me. It's a Christmas present for the listener.
It's a Christmas present for me. It's great.
So oh, wow. Look at this one, right? It's like, front cover.
But hang on. It's like, before you describe that, it is like... You know those magazines? My boyfriend was married to three other women. My dog ate its own testicles but still had babies. It's like that, but with each story's got a psychic twist. Go on, read the cover. This is so
okay,
cool.
Okay, so this is the cover of December 2018. Right. Chat, it's fate. The best psychic advice. I see angels down the veg aisle! Exclamation mark.
Sam's loving it.
The afterlife made sure...
This is going to be gold.
This one. The afterlife made sure that I'm never lonely. The big one, though, across the middle of the page, stalked by a shapeshifter who hates me.
Come on. Merry Christmas, love.
Thanks very much.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Is that all I'm getting?
Yeah, of course it is. I think it was Maz who tweeted that earlier on in reference to a tweet I'd done. And I thought it was a mocked up magazine. So I googled it, and all day I just keep going back to the website, going, "Oh, I really want to subscribe, but I can't subscribe." So
I get it. We made a stranger our son, then he saved us. Learn to heal yourself for Christmas. Her past became my future.
What does that even mean?
I don't even know.
What does that even mean?
Harness the magic of Christmas baubles. Well, I don't think you should be doing that.
It was my kids call them ball balls.
Ball balls.
Ball balls.
Well, thanks.
Doesn't it look good? It looks brilliant. I think you get your first one next week. So
can't wait.
Not can I.
Can I open it early?
Of course you can. You 6 months of that, you've got my love. Enjoy. Enjoy. 6 months of material. Well, you ain't got to do any work anymore.
Chat It's Fate.
If anyone's ever read this Chat It's Fate magazine, can you please give us a call? I tweeted them earlier, but they didn't reply. It just looks like the best thing ever. 0344 499 1000. Let's go to Jeffrey. Good evening, Jeffrey.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Jeffrey. What you got for us?
It's about the mystery noise, primarily.
Okay. Do you want to hear it again?
Well, okay, yes.
Here we go. This is it. What is this mystery noise? Okay, what do you think that noise is?
I think it's Christo Fufas cleaning his dog with his
hand. Well, let's... Just say it one more time. What do you think it is?
Christo Fufas cleaning his dog.
Let's find out.
I wipe my dog's bums. I wipe my dog's bums. All right? I wipe my dog's bums.
You're absolutely right, Jeffrey. Well done.
Yeah. I knew that was the answer.
Oh, yeah. I can't breathe. 03444991000. Paul Ross is on at 1 o'clock. Good evening, Nigel.
Well, good evening, Ian. How are you?
Oh, Nigel's calling us from the 1920s.
Hello.
Hello, we can hardly hear you.
Hello?
There we go.
Oh, I moved it. Perhaps it's the wiring. It's mixing.
No, it can't hear you.
Are you talking to us down a microphone or something?
No, it's the same phone. It's a landline. Is that better?
Nope.
Oh, is that better? I'll change ears.
That's it. It's your ears that do it.
My brother listens to the show more now. He's in Norwich.
Is that the one that doesn't talk to you?
Yeah. I had to ring him up and see how his family's children have been taken away in care. Did I tell you? I don't think...
Your brother's children have been taken away?
No, my brother's daughter's children have been taken into care. But I had to ring up to find whether they'd gotten back. And they haven't got them back yet.
OK. But your brother... So your brother, who you don't talk to, listens to this show?
Yes, and he enjoys it. Yeah.
Wow.
But he doesn't come and see me. But we speak on the phone.
I would die. Yes. I would simply die if your brother decided to call us up one night. Nigel's brother, if you're listening...
Oh, of course, yeah. No,
you'd
well,
be
he might,
very,
he
very might, welcome to give us a call one night.
Do you know, I put my decorations up a couple of days ago for something to... Well, I wanted to cheer myself up, so I put them up the same way as Mum did.
Really? Already?
Really nice.
Isn't that going to... That might be pleasurable for a few days, but won't that... By week three, the 5th of December, won't you be feeling miserable?
No, I've even got... I just bought Christmas paper to do myself some presents up I bought for myself, and so I'm going to have a good Christmas. But luckily, my girlfriend, Sadie, I talked about before, you know, we talked about before, Sadie.
Okay.
She stayed the night last Friday till 3 a.m, well, almost the night till 3 a.m, and that was okay. She just for company, so she was keeping me company, you know.
There you go. Well, that's nice. She sounds like a very nice lady.
Yeah, we just sat in the bedroom watching the Titanic on my TV.
romantic evening.
Yeah, because she likes romantic films. Then she gave me a massage with talcum powder on my back and chest, which was nice. So, Sadie, if you're listening, give us a call. so I'm well in there. She wants to move in for good, but I'm not ready for that yet, Ian. Ian?
Yeah, I'm not ready for
her to move in.
Well, then you listen to your heart.
I think it's too soon after Mum's died.
I need information to take on board here.
Yeah, well, I need my own space at the moment to get on and sort my bills out and things, but...
To drum, to pound. You want to pound, be able to pound away whenever and wherever you want. If the mood takes you, and I know this because I live on my own now, and if I want to pound away, I'll pound away. I don't want anyone... What are you doing?
I don't mind being on my own.
I don't want to pound away. We should pound away together.
I like my own company most of the time, anyway.
Did you pound away today?
No. Hey? Not yet.
Okay.
Only in the pound shop.
Okay. What? Are you looking forward to Christmas? Because I'm going to be honest, Nigel, I'm dreading it. I'm dreading Christmas.
Even though you've got children.
I'm not seeing them on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve.
By the way, that letter, the King's letter, without the actual medal, it's not worth so much. But it might be somewhere in the house. But the letter is still worth a few thousand, she said, but not 100,000
okay,
or 50,000.
Well, just make sure that Sadie doesn't get her hands on that
letter.
Well,
no, she's not interested in it at the moment.
Okay. Just, but anyway, just be careful, because you're a... Listen, be careful, because
no,
you're
we're
now...
friends. She wouldn't do that to me.
Well, okay, but you are a lonely young man... And there are people out there that will take advantage of
you. She's
the
only one I can trust at the moment because she stays and everything.
And massages you on the back and the chest with talcum powder.
Yeah, but we're almost married, to be honest. I've known her about 7 years.
No, you're not. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, but I mean,
do you sing to her?
Pardon?
Do you sing to her?
She was interested in my drumming. She was looking all around my kit. She likes music, drums.
She was checking your kit out.
Showing me drums.
Yeah, was she impressed with your snare?
Yeah, sure.
Liked your hi-hat?
Yeah, no, she doesn't know that much about drums.
Does she like your toms?
And she said she didn't think they were worth very much, but...
Oh, hang on.
Why is she... Why
she's pricing them up.
Why is she valuing your drum kit?
She's seen bigger drum kits.
I bet she has.
I was going to say...
Why does she want to move in?
Because she's homeless. That's right.
She's a homeless lady.
Well, no, yeah, she's homeless more or less, and she would like to live with me anyway because we get on well.
What do you mean
together.
She's homeless more? Does she live on the street or something?
No, a tent, I think, a tent. But she's got friends that she does stay with, you know, proper houses she stays at.
She lives in a tent?
Most of the time, yeah.
How do you know her?
Well, I've known her for years and years. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We just see.
I'm not going to give you any advice because you won't listen to it and you'll ignore it. So I'm going to keep quiet.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm happy just seeing her once or twice a week, but just as a friend.
That's probably for the best, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so I like my own space, like you said before.
Exactly.
And I can go out and the house is safe, you know, locked up, safely locked up. So.
I want a talcum powder massage on my chest and my back, well,
Sam.
It, yeah.
That wouldn't glide, would it? Wouldn't...
You want me to do it for you, rub it in? I'll change gears again.
Okay.
Isn't that like a dry massage? That's the driest of massages.
That would create friction.
She said, have you got any lotion? But I didn't have any.
Talcum powder would create friction, wouldn't it? It's also cancerous.
Yeah, it's a bit smelly too. You can't get rid of it.
Isn't it a bit like when gymnasts chalk up?
For grip.
Yeah.
But she used to be a professional massage girl anyway, she said, years ago.
Oh.
So she knew what she was doing.
Did it work for you?
Yeah, it was good. It relaxed. She said I was all tense because of Mum, you see.
Well, she knows about tense, doesn't she?
Yeah. Come on. Yeah. The reason I can't really sing much is because it's late and the neighbours don't like you sit making a noise late at night, you see. It's difficult. I have to be quiet. But yeah.
Of course you
it's 10 to 1.
But Christmas time, I make an exception. And do
yeah, Christmas time. We're just going to go gung-ho.
Yeah. New Year's Eve as well. Are you on New Year's Eve?
Yes, we are. Me and Kath are on New Year's Eve. We're doing the New Year's Eve party for people who don't like New Year's Eve parties.
Or people that are on their own as well.
Yeah, yeah, everybody, people are on their own, people who just don't like New Year's Eve. We're going to come in, we're going to do a show, we're going to go through the logbooks. If we ever get the second logbook back from Isabel in America...
Never going to happen.
Never going to happen. We're going to take phone calls, we'll chat and talk a load of rubbish for 3, maybe 4 hours. Yeah. I don't know how long the show is that night.
Any guest stars on at all?
We got Miley Cyrus.
No,
guest stars. No guest stars.
Only me.
Well, you're welcome to phone up.
And I'll try and get Sadie to ring, talk to you when she's here at the same time.
I would love to talk to Sadie and your brother.
I'm hoping to have her here New Year's Eve so I can see the New Year in with her and a drink.
Well, that would be very, very nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so I'm hoping to get her here Christmas. I know she's got nothing else on, so she'd be here.
Don't.
As long as I keep her entertained.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Nigel, it's nice to talk to you, man.
You don't want a song now, do you?
Yeah.
Quiet one?
Yeah, go on then.
What would you like? A nice sort of quiet one?
Yeah.
What about Smile, that one?
No.
No.
How about...
When I Fall in Love?
No. Do you know Mistletoe and Wine?
Not all the words, no.
Well, do as much as you can and make up the rest.
No, I can't. I don't know that. I can... Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire.
Millennium Prayer?
No, I don't know that one.
Do you know any Cliff?
I've got his album with all those songs, but I've got to dig it out. I don't know where it is at the moment. You want me to do it for you, rub it in?
No, thanks.
He's done that again. He's done that to me. You want me to do it for you, rub it in? You're going to play that all the week now?
Yeah. Yeah.
You want me to do it for you, rub it in?
Dirty Velvet.
From Noah Cyrus on private.
You do?
Yeah, she wants me to look at her new album.
Of course she does. Nigel, listen, we're going to have to go because I want to get Jamie on and then we're going to speak to Paul Ross. Maybe do a song tomorrow. Tutty bye, tutty bye. Let's go to Jamie. Good evening, Jamie. Come in, Paul. We'll come to you in a second. Good evening, Jamie.
Hi.
Hello, Jamie. What have you got for us?
Hi. Sorry, a bit nervous. So I might stutter a little bit.
You should be nervous because everything depends
on Chase, by the way.
That was good. The Chase, that was fun. I enjoyed that. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
You were a legend.
I did well, didn't I? I destroyed everybody. Apart from the chaser.
You did well.
Thank you.
Smarter than you look.
Sorry?
Smarter than you look.
Smarter than I look. No, I know I look dumb.
No, I'm not joking.
I've got
a
brain.
You're an absolute legend.
Thank you, Jamie. Anything else you want
to
say?
I've listened to you for a while now, but I ain't got the balls to call.
Well, you hang on. Here's newsflash. You just called in.
I know, yeah, well... So I've had a couple of beers, so I thought I'd grab the balls to call.
Well, if you let go of your balls, relax, and I'm going to cut you off because Paul Ross is in.
Oh, really?
But we enjoyed your call, Jamie. Do it a little bit earlier next time, if you don't mind.
All right.
Lovely balls, Jamie. Lovely balls.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
03444991000, dear listener. If you're listening on your computer, if you're listening on an app, You might be able to get us on DAB now, where once we could not be heard, we can now be heard. They've put up some new transmitters. So if you couldn't find Talk Radio on your DAB radio before, go and do a deep tune, hold your button longer. I don't really know. Just Google the instructions how to do it. But there is a strong chance that you will be able to get Talk Radio pop up on your radio. If that don't work for you, there's always the Talk Radio app or talkradio.co.uk. 0344 499 1000. It's the phone-in show where anything goes. You can call in about anything you want. Rami's on the line. Good evening, Rami.
How you doing?
I'm doing very well, Rami. How are you doing?
Not bad, mate. Yeah, you just set me F off.
Yeah, did I?
You did, yeah, actually.
Did I actually?
I merely made a comment in it.
Yeah. You made a rude comment. You're the guy on Twitter. You're Pharaoh Ram,
yeah,
66.
Yeah, I'm Pharaoh Ram.
Yeah, you made a rude comment. And
I think rude. Why would you say it's rude?
If you let me finish. Okay. If you let me finish.
I'll let you finish.
That's very kind, man. I really appreciate it. Thank you. And then I'll let you speak. It's a conversation. I do have the power, yeah. You said something that was rude and was dismissive of mental health.
How was it rude? I didn't mention mental health.
If you let me finish. If you
go maybe, ahead, boss.
Here's one thing you're going to hopefully get by the end of this phone call.
Yeah, sure. Educate me.
Manners. I'm going to educate you. Don't you worry about that. It's going to happen. I'm glad you're receptive.
Yeah, I'm very receptive.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're receptive. Be prepared to receive, because I'm about to transmit. Okay?
I'm receiving and...
I'm transmitting. Transmission. Transmission begins.
Innuendo means, but yeah, I'm with you. Go on.
You're not sure what innuendo means?
I'm receptive. I'm listening.
In your endo?
Yeah, actually, I've listened to you, man, for 20 years.
Okay, well, you've learned to shut up and listen.
Everywhere in the world, I've listened to you.
Shut up and listen. Shut up and listen. You've just said another lie. A lot of people love
you
because of
you.
Yes, if you shut up and...
All I said was, why are you presenting your show as...
No, oh, God, will you shut up?
Before it starts.
No, that's not... Will you shut up, you rude man!
Okay.
That's not what you said. That's not what you said. Here's the thing. I'm about to tell you why I told you to F off. If you shut up and receive. Are you ready to receive?
Shut up. I'm quiet. I'm not saying anything.
I can hear you. Right. Transmission begins here. You sent me a tweet that was...
Yeah.
You sent me a tweet that was...
Mm-hmm.
You sent me a tweet that was...
Yeah, third time now.
Okay, well, here's the thing. If you keep interrupting, I'm going to keep starting again.
I haven't interrupted. I'm not saying anything. Go on. I sent you a tweet. Done. We agreed on that.
Okay, we've agreed on that. Point one, you sent me a tweet. Point two, it was rude. Point three, it was, I thought, was negative towards mental health issues, which is something this show feels very strongly about. And point four, it was wrong. It was based on a false premise. We found out in a later tweet. Your premise was false.
Okay.
So that's why I told you to F off. Let me read your tweet so the listener can judge to see if I'm right.
I have no idea why you brought into it mental, because I did not at any point. Here we go.
Let me read it out.
Give me a chance to talk. Why don't you give people a chance to talk?
What
is your problem? Why do you have to control everything that has to be said?
Because I don't like drunk callers.
I'm not drunk. I don't drink. I don't touch alcohol. Yes, I have my own depression. I have depression, but that's beside the point.
I'm sorry to hear that, brother. But, let me read the tweet, and then people can see.
Go on. Please.
Thank you.
Okay.
And you, just calm down a bit, man. Just stop getting so
calm.
Angry. You're very angry.
You said to me, F off. That's, you know.
Yeah, I told you, you were rude to me. I told you to F off. That's a natural. If you're going to say something that's rude, be prepared for the consequences. The consequences were you got told to F off, your snowflake, and you couldn't handle it. Here's your tweet. It is apropos nothing, okay? I clicked on it to see what tweet it was linked to. It wasn't linked to any tweet. So apropos nothing.
I appreciate that.
I don't get it. This is your job. What's with the depressing attitude every day? Even I, Die Hard fan, I love those movies, can't be bothered to listen now. A show advertised as depressing before you start show? Quit if you don't like it. Yes, a show. That's your job. Deal with it.
Can I talk?
Yeah, please do.
Okay. Ian, I've been listening to you for a long time, man. Long time.
I don't owe you anything.
No. I'm not saying that.
You owe me.
You owe me. Cut me off.
You owe me.
If you allow me to say two sentences...
You owe me for all the free entertainment I've given. You probably owe me like £5,000.
Perhaps I do, because I've had long journeys travelling 800 miles and you've kept me entertained. So I do owe you. So that's not the point.
So there was one tweet...
There was one tweet that you didn't like. No. Can I talk? Yeah. I don't know. It's hard. Okay, all I'm trying to say is...
Have some coffee.
No, I'm fine. All I'm trying to say is, Ian, is that recently, can I be honest? I found that you have become very abrasive with people that are calling
you... What are you talking about, abrasive? That's the biggest load of bullshit I've ever heard in my life!
Not me.
What the hell are you talking about? I'm not abrasive with my callers!
You actually are.
No, I'm not! That's a lie! You take that back right now, boy!
So, if you take what I said today and combine it with yesterday's show and the show a week ago, you are quite... Sometimes you have the mood where... Oh, man, this show's going to be shit. Oh, this show's crap. Yeah, well, I don't know why I bother.
Right.
I don't know what this night's about.
Hang on a minute. You've said four separate things, right? I never say I don't know why I bother. I never say that. Never said that.
I don't know. I'm just saying something means what you
no,
said.
No. Exactly you said that as though they were things that... You said that and put those in quotation marks as though they were things I'd actually said. I've never said I don't know why I bother. I know why I bother. It's because I've got a mortgage and I've got kids to feed, right?
Yeah, of course.
I have said the show is shit and crap before because sometimes the show doesn't work. Sometimes the show doesn't work. And I get frustrated and I'm allowed to call myself out.
You say it, but then the whole night will be about it. Like yesterday, for example.
Well, now the whole night is about your tweet.
Let's make it last night.
Okay, let's do it.
My tweet was based on last night.
No, it wasn't. Your tweet was based on Catherine's tweet.
Yeah,
which did not say that the show. It said the show was puerile because we were told off.
It was, oh no, this is not another show like last night.
No,
last
we said Catherine's. Will you listen? Shut up.
Really in a bad mood yesterday.
Shut up, man. Yeah. Your tweet was in response to Catherine's tweet, who said, look out, tonight's show is probably going to be puerile.
Yeah,
right?
And it was...
Hopefully.
Hang on.
In response to Catherine's tweet was in response to the whole show yesterday.
No, it wasn't. Hang on. Everyone, just calm down. Let me, please.
I'm very calm, man.
No, you're not. Shut up. You said that tweet was in response to Catherine's tweet about the show being puerile.
But
puerile doesn't mean depressing. Puerile doesn't mean puerile. Listen, one thing at a time. We've got all night. No, for the sake of intelligence, doesn't mean anything.
What happened yesterday?
Right, we'll deal with yesterday in a minute. You said you then sent another tweet saying that your tweet talking about depressing was to do with Catherine's tweet, which said the show was going to be puerile tonight. Right? You said that puerile. Let me finish a point, you dick. Puerile.
Yeah, include yesterday.
We'll get to yesterday in a second. We'll do it. We've got all night to do this, man. Puerile does.
Unless you like with your mute button, cut me off, whatever. You have the power. Go on.
Well, listen, I'll keep you on as long as I think this is entertaining for the listener, dude. That's my job.
Yeah, of course. I get that. Of course.
Puerile does not mean depressing. Okay. Do you know what puerile means?
It can mean many things.
Well, no, it doesn't. It means one thing. What does puerile mean?
I'm not really sure what Kath meant by it.
Okay, right. Well, then, before you start calling us out over tweets that don't mean what you think they mean, get a bloody thesaurus or a dictionary. Right, so Kath's tweet has gone to one side because you were completely wrong about that. What was wrong with yesterday's show? You're an idiot. I know. Well done. We're learning. What was yesterday's show? What was wrong with yesterday's show?
Come on, Ian. Please, Ian.
What was wrong with yesterday's show?
You're really... Man, I love listening to you, but you really... the whole show was, oh, man, why do we bother with this?
No, I never say that. I never say, why do we bother with this?
I might not be saying what
you're going to quote me, quote words I've actually said, please.
To be honest, I can't remember exactly what it was.
Well, there you go, man. Maybe when you sober up, you will.
Why are you trying to... What I mean, and you're trying to ignore what
I don't know what you mean. You're trying...
You don't really recall what you said last night.
I don't...
The whole show, the whole thing was kind of like... Remy,
if you've been listening to the show for 20 years, which is pretty impossible, because I've not been doing radio for 20 years...
About 15, 16 years.
Okay, well, then you will know...
Before that.
You will know... I don't remember what we happened on the show before. There's kind of a common thread. I don't remember what happened on the show before. Hang on a minute.
Yeah, go on.
Right, Catherine.
I do, because I podcast it. It was quite a jolly show last night. I don't know what you're talking about, Remy, so maybe you can give us an example.
Was it last night or the night before?
Right, well, there we go. Remy, you've just blown it, buddy. You don't even know what...
Just what I'm trying to say is...
You don't even know what show you are talking about, man. You're slurring your words.
It was yesterday, but maybe I'm caught out by a night. All I'm trying to say... I drive all night.
God, stay off the roads.
And I look forward to it, and I'm very sad when the
All right, you haven't liked the last three or four shows. If you've been listening for 20 years, then you'll know that you'll like tomorrow's show. And if you don't like tomorrow's show, you'll love Friday's show. And if you don't love Friday's show, you're going to go nuts for Monday's show.
It's not nice for me to be saying what I'm saying, but I'm just being honest. I'm being very honest.
Okay, you're
being... Can I just say one point? Is sometimes you have this mood where... Man, what's the point of the show? Why are people going to call me? What's the point?
I never say... You keep saying that I say, what is the point of this show? I've never... There is no point to this show. I know that. So why would I say there is... The point is, I get paid, and I pay my mortgage, and I feed my kids. Please stop saying that I come on air and go, oh, what's the point of the show? Because I don't say that, Rami. Try again. And this time, try and quote me. Try and say something I've actually said.
What's verbatim? I can't do that.
Well, then stop talking.
You are very dismissive, and then every
of the show
calls you. Every person that calls you attack them, and then there's something.
I don't attack every person that calls them, because then I'd have no callers.
I'm telling you what happens, and you don't want to accept it.
Because it's not true. It's not true, Rami. You're drunk and you're rambling. I can't understand what you're saying, and you're fantasising. You're saying things that aren't true. I've got so many tricks up. Listen, some of the shows recently have been great, and some haven't been great, and that's just the way it is at the moment.
Yeah, every night it's hard.
Me and Catherine are doing 15 hours of improvised comedy every single week. If you tell me someone else who's doing 15 hours of improvised comedy a week, tell me someone else, right?
It's bloody hard.
And at the moment, it's the career I've chosen, and I work bloody hard at it. And I'm, do you know what? I'm good at it. When it works, I'm one of the best. I know that.
You are one of the best.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
So here's the thing, man. If you really are a lifelong diehard fan, suck up the fact that you don't like the shows at the moment and either switch off and come back in a few months or just suffer it and go through it or just stop listening. Don't send me snide little tweets.
I'll carry on listening. I like listening to you. And actually, I'm amazed that I called you, because I don't usually call anyway. I'm glad you called me as well.
But I think I think you're wrong on this one, man. But now here's the thing. You know what's going to happen now, right?
You've blocked me, you've done everything. I get that.
No, I've blocked you on Twitter. You're welcome to call the show anytime you want.
Yeah, I've not tweeted you before, so I'm not bothered.
Okay, can I finish a point?
After whatever it was last night, I was quiet.
Okay, that's great, whatever.
Yeah, in my heart, I'm just saying, come on again, man.
Right, well, you know
don't
what's good... All right.
Shut up. Katie, what she said...
Who is Katie?
It's not going to be one of those nights.
Who is Katie?
Kathy, sorry.
Who's Kathy? You don't even listen. You don't know the name of the person that presents the show with me. And you claim to be a fan?
Kath.
Right, here's the thing. So you know what I'm going to do now, don't you?
You're going to do something, and then unblock me or something.
No, I'm not going to unblock you. You're a dick. I don't want you poisoning my timeline. But what I'm going to do now is I'm going to carry this phone call around with me for the next 4 days.
Cool.
Right? No, not cool. Because I'm now going to be in bed at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, going, oh, Jesus. Maybe the show isn't working. Maybe Rami was right and the show isn't working. Oh, God. So I'm going to have an anxiety attack around this phone call.
Don't do that to me.
I'm not doing it to you. I'm doing it to me.
That's not right.
But that's what's going to happen. So you need to think about... Listen, your tweet wasn't constructive. It was critical,
come
which is
fine. Come on, man, you're a professional. Come on, you can't take... You're not going to take things like you say. You did it yesterday. Okay, wait a minute. What day was the day you said to callers, I am not your friend? That was last yesterday.
I'm not the caller's friend. I'm not your friend.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know me. I don't know you. When was that?
What's wrong? Well, I don't know. Yesterday or the day before. But
no,
what's
no,
that got
it
to...
was last night.
But what's that got to do with anything? I'm not the caller's friends.
No. Yeah. That's the whole point. It's not personal. This whole thing is a job. It's blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
blah. When was that? That was last night.
Who cares? So it was in the last two days. Right. So what is your point about that? That was a really good bit of radio.
Yeah, that is the night I'm talking about.
Right. So what was your problem? All right. We've got the night! For Christ's sakes, you dumbass! We've got
okay,
the night.
Thank you.
What has that bit got to do with anything? That was a good bit
that's
of honest radio.
From that night, you were very dismissive and negative about the whole situation.
No, I wasn't, though. I was being honest, and I was protecting a
honest is fine, but I'm not saying you're dishonest.
How many awards have you won? I've won loads of awards. You've not won any awards.
Can I ask a question? Remy,
you can try and get a word in
do
there.
Do you remember, Remy, the context of the comment that he made?
Of course he doesn't.
There.
He's pissed.
Because what was happening was someone was ringing up and taking Ian and using him instead of going to a counsellor or someone who could help him professionally, which is why Ian was spelling out the fact that he could not take responsibility for people that you know, you don't know him.
Yeah, I respect that, but then the rest of the show was quite down.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't, Remy.
Okay.
What's going on with you, man? What's caused you to get... Can I ask a question? Have you got, like, MS or something? That's a serious question.
MS? No, I don't have MS.
Have you got a neurological condition?
No, just depression like anybody else.
Okay. Well, have you... You've been drinking tonight, then, because you're slurring your words, man. You're slurring your words. This is why I was hesitating slightly, because I remember... I'll never forget when I was 14 and my mum's friend phoned up for my mum, and I went, Mum, there's a drunk woman on the phone, and she had MS, right? So I'm always a little bit careful. But if you've not got a neurological condition, you're drunk, man, because you're slurring your words.
You need to go and see a neurologist
because you're slurring your words terribly, man. You sound pissed. You sound
very
drunk.
Good. Okay.
What I want to know is, what has happened to you today that's got you so angry?
Nothing. It was really just an innocent comment I made on
It wasn't. It was me.
I actually didn't expect anybody to respond to my
tweet. That's the problem with you. That's the problem with you and everyone on Twitter, which is why I think the government should close Twitter down.
Ian, can I say something?
Is that people... When I finish the point, you can.
I love your intelligence.
Yeah, it's great.
I love the way
sexy.
You approach shows. I love the way you
approach shows
humans.
In a sexy way.
No, in that way.
Sexy.
I'm just saying...
People like you don't think... Here's the thing. The thing I said yesterday about me not being real to people...
You are one of the best...
Shut up, man. Shut up. You're a boring drunk. Shut up. Shut up. You're a boring...
My sister loves you. My sister doesn't even live in this
I've
country.
Done your sister!
Don't.
Shut up, you boring drunk, and listen, right? I know why you're upset. I've got it. Because the speech I made yesterday about you, the listener, not knowing me... And us not being friends and me not being real to you, that hit home with you. That's why you sent that tweet, because to you, I am not a real person, and you think that you can say anything you want to people in the media and you won't get picked up on it. Well, I'm afraid you
actually,
can't. You got picked up on it. Actually, I'm right.
Wrong.
I'm the rightest guy there is.
It was in the middle of the whole atmosphere of the show. Was in that kind of aspect that it was... this is just my job. I just do what I do. It was kind of weird. It was negative. And I'm just saying it wasn't... how can I say it?
I don't know, mate, because you're saying it through a bottle of beer.
It wasn't your usual Ian, not the usual Ian we know. That's all I'm trying to say.
You don't know me, but this is... And that's the point. All right. Remy, I'm getting bored now, man. I'm getting bored now, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, cool. All right, nice. I've done.
Nice. Cool. Nice. Sorry, I just wanted to focus on that, but thank you. Manny, stay there. This is Talk Radio.
Set free your mind. Let your fancy take flight. Conversation gets curiouser by the glow of moonlight.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
03444991000. Exciting news. This Friday at 9 p.m. on BBC 4, they're showing the David Cassidy documentary that I've been trying to see for ages. It's like called His Last Session or something. And I think it's the documentary that's got a phone call. There's a recording of a phone call where he says, "Oh, I haven't got dementia. I was just pissed." I think it's that one. I love a bit of David Cassidy, and I can't wait to see that. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio. You can, by the way, you can call in about anything you want. If you want to phone in and say the show's no good, you can. As long as you, it would be better if you had a suggestion to improve it. You know, that always happens. And I kind of get some of what Rami was saying. I don't think the show's been classic like the last few weeks. I don't think it's classic period. Late Night Alternative, and I think there's been a couple of flat shows, but I think there's been some good shows. I think there's been some strong shows.
A nice little role.
Yeah, it's all right.
There's something else going on there, and it's got very little to do with us.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, I mean, you're very welcome to call again anytime you want, brother. 03444991000. Let's find out if Manny's still got a job. Good evening, Manny.
Good evening, young man. Good evening, young lady.
Yeah. Hey. Manny's got a job now. Manny's got ding, a ding, job ding, now. Ding, ding, have you still got your job?
Yes, man.
Oh, buddy, well done, man. How's long? That's got to be like, what's that, a couple of months now? 6 weeks, 8 weeks, something like that?
It's just over 7.
There we go, beautiful. Oh, well done, I'm really chuffed for you. Not a few quid for Christmas?
Yep.
There we go. Oh, but hang on a minute.
No whiskey.
No whiskey, no whiskey. No whiskey, no child. No whiskey, no child.
No vodka.
No vodka, no child.
Nope.
Any gin?
Plenty tea.
Plenty tea. Baisahan, Pani hair.
How are you?
Tea mit dude. None of your business, dude.
Okay. How are you, Kath?
I'm all right.
Good.
It's nice to hear from you. So you're happy?
Very, very happy.
There you go.
Very happy. She did phone me the other day, the lady from the Birmingham Vision.
Did she? To say what?
Yeah, she just asked me how I was going and if I wanted to still, you know, go and see them. I said, not yet.
Oh, that's maybe good, though. That's good that that door is open.
Yeah, yeah. She goes, you know, you give you some more skills, some different skills.
Here's the skill that I want you to get. Have you heard about this Batman, the blind man who's Batman? Have you heard this?
Nope.
Right, have you heard this? This is great. There's a documentary, right? It's this guy who's blind, but he can see by doing the same thing as a bat, by going... He clicks, right? And the clicks, like that.
Just like that, man.
But the clicks bounce off. So he does it while he's turning his head. So the clicks bounce off things, and he can hear the echo of the click, and using that echo and how the sound hits things... He can build up a picture in his mind of what's around him.
Right.
And he can navigate around places using this thing. And there was a great documentary maybe a year or two ago on BBC, on Radio 4, I think. And he came over, he's American, he came over here and I think he taught like a 10-year-old Scottish lad who was blind. It was like, is this technique universal? Can this guy teach it? And he taught it to like a 10-year-old kid. And it's the first bit is him and this kid going... And by the end of it, the kid could, in inverted commas, see, builds up a picture in his head of what's going on around him.
Why am I getting visions of your wife, Manny, going, I don't know what he's doing now. I mean, he's just making noises.
But the thing is, Ian,
yeah.
Ian,
yeah.
I can see, you know, the light, right? I can see light, right?
Yeah.
You know, a bit of light. I can see, when a light bulb's on, you know, I can see it. I can't see a person's face or the body. I can make out a bit of the shape.
Is it true that if you touch a woman's face with your penis, you can see it?
Oh.
It's got to be worth a try, Manny.
No, it's silly. So I go mostly to the places where I've been before, if you understand. Like, imagine my living room, yeah?
Yeah.
Right. Even when we've changed the furniture, we've left everything where it was from when I could see.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
So, I, you know, you've got that picture in your head.
Yeah, you remember.
Yes, mate. Use your memory.
Late night conversation. Wealth losing sleep over. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
four. Right, let's call Professor Joe Lavens. We've had him on before. Friend of the show, I think it's fair to say. Hello, been on the show several times. Hello, is that? Can I speak to Professor Joe Lavens, please?
That is me. Is that Ian? Hi.
Yes, it is, Professor. It's lovely to talk to you. You're live on the air. We've had a little... I've just got to say this. I know you know this, but the rules of the British radio are we've had a little bit of bad language this evening, so I just have to remind all of our guests and contributors, please...
okay, I understand that.
Lay off the curses. Catherine is here with me.
Hello there. Good evening.
Hello, Joe. Professor, sorry.
Yeah, it's great to have you on, Joe. Whereabouts are you in the world at this precise moment in time?
I'm in London. I'm in London at a symposium, and I'm just here. I'm just down the road. I'm staying at the Langham Hotel.
Oh, fantastic. So
I just had some nice dinner, and I'm upstairs. I'm just waiting to speak to you. I'm here partly on a tour to advertise my book. The JFK Indisputable Evidence, which is precisely about John F. Kennedy. Of course, it's 55 years since he was assassinated at the Dealey Plaza in Dallas.
It's before we get to your theory on it.
Pardon, yeah.
Sorry to interrupt. Before we get to your theory on it, I just wondered, why do you think, for me, it's the greatest mystery of all time, and I'm fascinated by it.
Yes, sir.
Why do you think that 55 years later, people are still talking about JFK?
Well, I think he was a great man. I think that at the moment, certainly, we don't have a president that many people are proud of. And I think that, of course, as you say, it's one of the most incredible, compelling stories. Who was he killed by? There's so many people that you can point the finger at. Lee Harvey Oswald is certainly one of them, although he did not shoot John F. Kennedy.
Wow, already that's...
Oh, yes.
Because I don't know much about it, but that in itself is quite controversial.
Oh, I don't know. If you look up the assassination of JFK, there's plenty information on people, on people's beliefs on who did actually kill him. My particular interest, given what we've spoken about before, won't surprise you to hear that there is an extraterrestrial connection, if you like, to what happened to John F. Kennedy.
Okay, well, that's interesting you said that. Do you mind, we've got some callers, Professor, including Sally, who phones the show a lot. And Sally, I think it's fair to say that you're a John F. Kennedy groupie.
Yeah, I've been
Even though he's dead, you're a groupie.
Well, not a groupie. I'm just interested in it. Dead. Yep. But, yeah, I've been reading about it for about 30 years. Hi, Joe. Can I call you Joe?
Yes, you can, of course. What is your contention as to what happened to John F. Kennedy?
Oh, well, I don't know. I'm more interested in what you think.
Do you think Lee Harvey Oswald killed him? Because Joe is saying categorically, no.
No, sir.
No. You're saying, yeah. Mm.
I think there was some involvement, but I don't think that he was alone in doing it, no.
Okay, well, there have been many the people, the business of the grassy knoll, that someone with an umbrella, Rafael Cruz, during his presidential campaign, Donald Trump insinuated that Senator Ted Cruz's father was connected with the assassination.
Really?
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
The CIA, the Mafia, the KGB, Lyndon B. Johnson.
The Cubans.
Even Jackie Kennedy herself, the Cubans. What I'm interested in is not so much the Illuminati, which is another one that people have pinpointed, if you like. It is my contention, and Sally, I don't know if you look this up, you only have to look up JFK and aliens. But
right.
He had certainly dug deep to see whether aliens had come to America, to our planet beyond the celestial realm. And as you'll know from my previous, the celestial realm, you'll know from my previous book, Dawn of the Hybrid Superspecies, it is my contention that an alien came down and done it with a monkey. And so
are these
they
the ones that have the willies on their head?
I beg your pardon?
The willies on their head.
There was a proboscis, there was a proboscis. Right.
So for those who missed you on the show before, Professor, your theory is, and you actually have photographic
That's Sally's smoke alarm. Sally, the smoke alarm is not right. You're right. You actually had photographic evidence that proved that an alien came down from space and, what was it, done it with a monkey. And that's how humans started.
That is correct.
And you think? Do you think that those aliens, what, shot John F. Kennedy? Is that what you think?
No, that is not my contention that they did. I think that certainly Lee Harvey Oswald was trying to shoot John F. Kennedy in the Dealey Plaza.
Don't shoot him in the Dealey Plaza. Go for the head. It's much more polite.
That's amusing. But no, my contention is that the alien species wanted John F. Kennedy to install him in the White House. What Lee Harvey Oswald's position was is not really my concern.
No.
I'm saying that the alien stopped three bullets, and that is precisely what the Warren Commission said, that he shot three times. I'm saying that they prevented somehow the bullets reaching him.
Oh.
I've looked at all the people who could have done it. William Robert Greer, who was driving, the people in the front, you know, his wife. Lee Harvey Oswald certainly wasn't the CIA. And I'm saying that it was John F. Kennedy himself who shot his own head up.
Right.
What?
Okay.
I'm saying that JFK himself shot himself in the head.
Wow, this is a theory I've not... This is a unique...
Theory. It's one that you've certainly never heard before.
So you're saying that Lee Harvey Oswald fired two, possibly three bullets.
Three bullets, yes.
Aliens put up like an invisible force field or something to stop those bullets hitting JFK. And at exactly the same time, JFK decided to commit suicide.
What you don't understand, what had been happening to John F. Kennedy at the time. I mean, the aliens certainly got hold of him, attaching orbs to his balls and that. And I think that he certainly was on some kind of different mind plane to the rest of us. I mean, he knew exactly what was happening.
Right. Okay.
All around the balls and Gucci area.
Could I just point out that there wasn't three bullets shot that day, and that in fact the House Committee for Assassinations have a recording that there was at least four and up to six bullets shot that day.
Interesting. What do you say to that?
Tell the aliens that.
You're the one spouting this. So
you're spouting it. You seem to know there are four bullets. Were you there? I mean, are you entirely innocent?
Well, no, there's a recording. There's an actual recording of the shooting.
Well, okay, Sally, let me ask you a question, okay?
Mm.
Pay close attention, okay, to this.
Yeah.
How many shots were fired then?
Well, I heard five. Are you saying that that's the recording?
No.
Can you play it again and we'll count them up?
How many shots are fired?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Right, so how many shots were fired there?
Nine.
Six.
I tell you something, no shots were fired then. I was just clicking a button on a computer.
Oh,
That was a recording. So no shots were fired. So what it goes to... I don't know, Joe, if I'm treading on your toes here. That just goes to show you can't trust your own ears. You can't trust your own ears, Sally. No shots were fired then. There'll be blood everywhere. I'll get in trouble.
I think the problem is that we've been conditioned over these 55 years to be very negative about new thinking on this because we've swallowed the government's line, haven't we?
And this is precisely what my book is doing. It's offering new thinking. I don't know why you don't appreciate what I'm trying to say.
Now, you say the book is called JFK, The Indisputable Evidence.
Evidence.
What is the evidence that is indisputable?
Well, I have, earlier I sent you a scan of a diagram that shows the trajectory of the rifle from the book depository at 34 degrees.
Yep.
It shows the car going at 50 miles per hour and the precise angle of JFK. The gun, my contention is, was 17 degrees pointed at his own head.
And if you wanted to share that with some of your listeners, I think that's pretty conclusive.
Okay, I'm just going to...
Well, the car was travelling at 11 miles per hour,
I'm tweeting that now.
Oh, Eugene, no, that's not true. It was 15 miles per hour.
It's in the Warren Commission, and it's also in the investigation in 1978.
The Warren Commission, aliens.
The Warren Commission, sorry, what?
Aliens.
Oh, it was aliens, right? Okay.
Can I ask Sally? Because I know you know a lot about this. Can I ask how many books on this subject have you had published?
Who, me?
Yes, you, Sally.
Yes.
Oh, none.
Stop you there. Stop you there. Okay. Joe, can I ask how many books on JFK have you had published, and how many books total have you had published?
Well, I've had 2 books published on this subject, and I've had 5 published on aliens and extraterrestrial activity.
So, Sally, I think that shows that he's probably a little bit closer to the truth than you. How did you... Sally, I'm going to cut you off because you're creating... Yes, love, you're creating a negative atmosphere.
I expect it is quite hard for people to understand this, but the test world is nuts in that. And I think that he really was trying to install them in government. And they were trying to force that, too. So that's my contention.
How did you get this? Where did you get this evidence from, Job? Because we know that the stuff has been destroyed. Stuff is remaining in the vault. Trump, earlier in the year, was going to release all this stuff and then bottled it. So how did you get this stuff?
Okay, I'm going to say something now that is going to freak you out. And it's something, if you came to my book tour, it's something that I talk about. And it came to me a variety of ways. I've been in CIA archives. I've spoken to Alan Dulles, who was the director of the CIA under Kennedy's presidency.
Wow.
I've spoken to a lot of people, but the main person I spoke to was an alien called Karn.
Sorry?
An alien called Karn.
Karn?
Karn. He does
Klan.
Not.
How are you spelling Karn? How are you spelling
K-A-R-N. Karn.
Karm. Karn.
Karn, yeah, he came to me, and I've met him. He won't be known by that name, but he is installed in the American government.
My name is Karn.
If you're just going to be stupid about it. All right. And he told me that they got all his bald hairs, and then they attached orbs to it and squeezed. And that is why he knew that he was in trouble with the aliens, Karn and his friends.
My name is Karn.
Are you not worried that you're put... Because I'm guessing these aliens are still out there. Are you not worried
Who just said my name is Karn?
Sorry?
Who said that? Who said my name is Karn?
Nobody. Nobody.
You're going to be silly about it. I'm just telling you what Karn said.
Oh, okay. It's fine.
Right.
Very dusty in this studio. Are you not worried, Joe, that you are putting your own life at risk here? That maybe there's an alien Jack Ruby out there that's going to come up and laser you?
Jack Ruby was an alien.
Was he really?
Jack Ruby was an alien.
Wow.
Jim Lovell, you know, the guy who's the homicide detective with the white hat, he's an alien.
Yep.
Another bad hat, he's basically passing signals to... Wow. A craft that Karn tells me is just hovering above the stratosphere. Oh, have no problem about that. That is a given.
Yeah, but the question I asked was, are you not afraid for your own life now that you're getting the indisputable evidence out there?
Well, no, because Karn is looking after me, and I meet Karn every now and then, and he tells me what's happening.
My name is Karn.
Now, who said that? Who said that about Karn just then? I just heard that. Someone just said my name is Karn.
Wait.
Did you hear that? I heard it.
I didn't hear anything, no. Where do you meet Karn?
Karn came to meet me at MIT. Hello?
The furniture place?
No. No,
that's
Karn
MFI.
Massachusetts Institute of Technology is wearing
that.
Okay.
What does he look like?
He looks pretty like anyone else.
Okay.
But he's got alien, he's got tentacles and something.
he's got a tentacle coming out of his.
And when he came in, when he first introduced himself to you, what did he say?
My name is Khan.
Right. Who said that? Someone just said, my name is Khan. That is what he said.
Okay. Well, you're probably just imagining it. It's probably the voice in your head imagining it. Is it what tentacles wear?
Coming out of his anus, curling up. Ooh. And when he's pleased to see you, they curl right up. And when he's angry, they curl right back out again. He'd be very angry with you now. I think we better leave it.
Joe, listen, it's always great to talk to you. Professor Joe Lavens. The book is called JFK, The Indisputable Evidence.
That's right.
What are you working on next, Joe? What's the next big project for you?
I'm going to do a book with Karn. And we're going to come there and we're going to present it on your show. And it's all about...
My name is Karn.
No. I'm not bringing Karn if you're going to say my name is Karn. You just said my name is Karn.
I didn't say anything, Joe. I'm just listening.
Well, someone did.
Karn would be very, very welcome here, yeah, as long as he's kept his tentacles.
Very angry. Clean. His tentacles have gone curl out of his anus and smack you in the face.
Okay. Well, Joe, it's lovely.
My name is Karn.
Yeah, I heard that again. Okay. My name is Karn. Someone's just said my name is Karn.
Okay. Joe, it's lovely to talk to you. I guess the book is available from all good bookshops and online,
yes,
Amazon
is.
And all of those kind of
That's
places.
That's right. HarperCollins. I'm on a tour at the moment.
Okay.
And I'm going back soon. But thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Joe. Great to talk to you. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. There we go. Bye-bye. That's Professor Joe Lavens with his unique theory. Go and check his book out, JFK, The Indisputable Evidence.
My name is Khan.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. I've got Steve Austin, the $6 million man. Evening, Steve.
Good evening, Ian. How are you?
I am fine, Steve. How are you?
Well, I'm a bit peased off because you just got my band off Twitter.
Oh, mate, I'm sorry about that. Not really.
Yeah, well, but it was okay for you to abuse me on Twitter earlier.
I didn't threaten you with physical violence, which is
come on, man.
Dude, you threatened me with physical violence, and listen, you're not banned for Twitter forever. It'll only be for 12 hours. Just have a long, hard
physical
think.
Physical violence? What did I actually threaten you with?
Dry your eyes, asshole. Why the F would I call you? You're a nobody with a bunch of idiot followers. Now, yep. F off before I put your face in. Hashtag winker. F off. Before I put your face in, that's a physical. Hey, listen, dude, I'm cool with it. Just go and sit in the sin bin, go and chill out, and just have a long, hard think about what you said and why you got suspended.
So what the hell's pissing you off tonight, Ian?
Nothing as usual. Nothing is peeing me off, Twitter suspension boy.
It doesn't bother me, son, and I'm a lot older than you, so...
Well, hang on, you just phoned up to complain about me getting you booted off Twitter,
yeah,
so...
I think it's pathetic, because it's okay for you...
Well, I didn't threaten you...
...and the rest of the idiots on Talk Sport, Talk Radio...
Get the station right.
It doesn't matter, I did get the station right.
You didn't, you said Talk Sport.
And I said Talk Radio straight after it, don't I just...
So you got it wrong, you got it wrong, and you corrected yourself, that's progress.
I never got anything wrong.
You did,
son.
You said Talk Sport.
No, I said Talk Sport.
No, you didn't say and. You said Talk Sport, Talk Radio. You didn't say
whatever.
And. Whatever. Just accuracy is correct. Is really important when you're putting forward an argument. Listen, I didn't threaten you with physical violence. You didn't have the brains to engage in a witty debate. You got physical.
Witty.
You got abusive.
On your station, witty.
This was on Twitter, not on the station.
Doesn't matter.
Well, it does, because that's what we're actually talking about.
But you're doing it now on your...
Yeah, but I was referring...
Radio station.
Dude, I know, this is a really tough concept for you to grasp. Yeah. I was referring about the thing that had happened earlier in the past.
Mm-hmm.
When we weren't on the radio.
Okay.
That's what I was referring to.
Okay.
You got it?
Yes, I've got it, Darko.
Okay, so what's your beef? Why are you so angry, Steve? Chill out, man.
I'm always chilled.
You don't sound very chilled, and threatening people to put your face in, hashtag winker.
No, you're just annoying me. I've got no grace.
No, you know what, you're right. If someone's annoying you, threaten to punch them.
No, the thing is, I could back it up as well.
Oh, he's a tough guy. So what? You could beat me in a fight, yeah, probably. So what? I've read more books than you. You know, it's a different world.
So what actually have you done in your life that's better than me?
probably nothing, Steve. You are a better man than I.
I'm not saying that I am. I'm not a better man than anybody. I'm just the same as anybody else.
No, I think you're slightly worse than everybody else, but never mind. Why are you so angry tonight?
I'm not angry.
Well, you're very angry, Steve. You're coming across as angry, man. Yeah.
No, I'm not angry.
Okay. Listen, you're older than me. You got suspended from Twitter. You got your body spanked by Twitter. Just get over yourself, snowflake.
Twitter's a f***ing joke.
Whoa! Watch your language.
All right, okay, sorry.
Listen.
Twitter's a joke.
Yeah, okay. Well, then don't be so upset about it. You sound very, very triggered, you little snowflake.
Well, eventually I had to phone in because you kept on giving me your silly number. So I phoned my brother. He gave me the number because... Right. Huh? You managed to get me banned for Twitter before I could actually...
Got you timed out. It's a timeout, Snowflake. Please, don't be so triggered. Come on.
Snowflake?
Pardon?
What do you say?
What?
You call me Snowflake?
Huh? What if I did? You sound so triggered, man.
No, I just think you're pathetic, mate.
Okay, well, I'm not the one who's getting upset at being called a snowflake.
I'm not getting upset. You phone me back. You're paying for it.
Yeah, we pay for it. That's how it works here. That's the way the show works.
Well, that's good.
Okay. So what were you getting so angry about on Twitter? You're very, very angry.
Okay. Now I can remember.
Now we can remember. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want a cup of coffee to go with that, Steve?
No. Okay. I'll just drink beer.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I can tell. I can smell it from here.
Did you? I could smell your ass for here as well, but...
Why are you smelling my ass for? That's a bit weird. Stop sniffing my bumhole, you dirty boy.
Why do you have to make so much... See, you're like Durham.
Cleverer than you. Yeah, I know. Why do I have to make it what? You started talking about how you wanted to sniff my bum. There we go. Thanks for your call, Steve.
Oh.
We got that dump as well. It ended for those... For those who missed it, it ended with him telling me to F off and hanging up. Who'd have thought it? Who'd have thought? I don't want to say anything, and this is the tagline to the video. I don't want to say anything, but that guy was a listener to the two mics. They're not the brightest listeners in the world. You stay tuned to Talk Radio, guys, where we have intelligent listeners.